Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, get them out of here.
Hey, can they come on? Juice to them?
No.
Come on, there's room.
Fake those people.
Hey, Rob's fans. Rob's fans, where are you guys at? Hey, come here, guys.
Hey, now that you gave a double play today, get them out of here.
Who do you think should have won the Grammy last night?
Thank you, I had a speech already. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Great Goose and all the ships at sea. And now, with a four-hour PSA about road rage, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. A new episode, a special episode, on this Thursday, February 28th.
All right.
And here's the phone numbers. And we'll be able to take phone calls from the Grey Goose. That's the name of the RV.
Cool.
That we'll be doing the show from momentarily.
Very good.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW, please to be calling 877-692-1027.
Very good.
There he is in the next room. You know him. You've seen him on the cans of Ensure.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Meet him now in person at Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Check out the muscles. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Fox's first choice to replace John Madden, incidentally.
That's right.
Is Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Sorry,
and much like the Wheaties box, you will see Buzz in various exercises on the cover of Ensure.
Yeah. I'm totally surprised by that, by the fact that Fox is letting Madden go. I'm 100% wrong on that.
Can't afford him.
You think? Why do you think that?
Can you read?
No, but I mean, you don't. I mean, you didn't think that he was joining Monday Night Football?
No, it's a power play that John Madden pulls every time on Fox.
So you thought it was another bluff?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's bluffed. He bluffed when he worked at CBS.
But Pat's gone now. See, everything changes.
Yeah. Now BFD. Summerall.
He loved that man.
God, I wish him nothing but the best, John Madden. He's a good friend, and we'll continue to have him on the show. Good luck working with the Neanderthal-looking Al Michaels.
You know, it'd be fun to put Pat on the sidelines of Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football is now going to sing.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Is it going to be Al, John, and Dennis?
Dennis is a maybe at this point.
You know, you put Al, John, and Dennis together, you have an absolute juggernaut, and I hope they don't know. It's going to, you know, what's it going to be?
There is a thought that it may be the four of them.
No.
It may be.
There's room in the booth.
It may be three. It may be
Fouts, Madden, and Michaels.
Yeah, or
no,
if they're smart, it would be Dennis Miller, John Madden, and Al Michaels. It'll probably be my thought, but keep in mind, I'm the guy who said Fox would never let Madden go. It'll probably be Al Michaels and John Madden.
just together.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's my gut feeling, but yeah, then again...
That would work. You know what? That would work, too. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Then again, I was wrong. I never thought that Madden would leave Monday Night Football. I also thought that Al Goldstein was innocent, and... Al Goldstein, Mike, found guilty today.
I think there is no justice in America. It is
Damn
obvious
it.
To me.
Al Goldstein guilty.
Damn it!
Of harassing his personal assistant. And even the testimony of Grandpa Al Lewis
was
from the Munster.
Not enough to save the man. Didn't help him.
Did not sway him over.
Did you hear Goldstein's reaction to his guilty verdict?
Was it something like what Rob was saying?
Damn no. Quoting Goldstein, another Jew bites the dust.
Oh.
That was his reaction.
Well,
so he's a little bitter, making it a Jewish thing.
That was also Rob's reaction.
Yes.
I said, God damn it!
Rob is very upset about Al Goldstein.
Hello.
Of course he is.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Damn it.
Hi.
Hi, guys. What's going on, bud?
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Hi. Tom, I can take you at the end of the show.
Hey,
I can take you in the middle of the show. I can't take you as the first caller on the show.
Don, can I, while we have Tom on, we know, since we're not going to talk to him now, may I take this opportunity in the show to issue an apology to a courier that came to the building. I made a bit of a scene here. I don't know if it got back to you. I made quite the scene. It was really down in the basement, but there was quite a scene at the radio station, and it was kind of my fault yesterday.
Does it involve Tom, or can I hang up on
Tom? No, you can hang up. Go ahead.
Tom.
Bye, Tom. I was out in the lobby yesterday.
Well, I know that I heard you on the telephone.
Yes.
That you were expecting some kind of legal documents
yes.
to be brought via
yeah.
courier yesterday.
You know, and those documents perhaps a little sensitive for me. And you know, I mean, not really looking forward to the whole thing. But the explicit instructions that I gave to the law office was to get those there by 3 o'clock. Because you know I'm often want to... split out of this building rather rapidly.
Yeah, like at 9 or 8. Or yesterday, we were until like 5:03.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to grab the stuff, and I was gonna run out there. And as I'm walking down the hallway, Colette grabs me and said, the courier called, said he'll be there at 3:15. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hem and I haw and sit down in the lobby and proceed to meet every member of the WJFK sales staff, because it was not 3:15, it was not 3:25, it was 3:30 when they finally got here. And what I dealt with was, what you doing? What are you doing here? What you waiting for? And I would say, courier. And then some of them would be more curious than that. Courier? What are you waiting for? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. And so as the...
They couldn't noodle it through? Do they listen to the show at all?
But I will tell you that, you know, for me at that particular time of day, as I know you will agree, minutes seem like hours.
Minutes matter to Mike as the
clock... At that time of day, you're not going to get any time of the day when seconds matter to me than from the time this show is over... until I get into my car.
No, I would disagree.
Also, okay.
The seconds it takes you at the last moment to arrive at the station.
Oh. Yeah,
and, you know,
a more work-oriented person would probably consider those more important seconds.
I,
but
I think they're equal.
I don't count that one time I was late, so I think technically I've never officially been completely late for the show. So even those minutes are important, but they're not as important as they are at the end.
When arriving is not as important as leaving.
I've got things to do, important things to
you've got
to
a
do.
Life to live.
Yesterday, the task one would think was not earth-shatteringly important. I was going to buy running shoes.
So what did you do to the courier when he arrived?
When I looked at 3:15, and at that point I called the office where the documents were to originate, and the individual who was going to originate them was not at her desk. Shocker. So there was nobody, and I was sitting there. It was 3:20, and I was, to say the very least, I was sitting in the lobby seething. I was that angry that because of the instructions given, I even covered. I said, listen, if you can't get them there by 3 o'clock today, you know, do it tomorrow. But they've got to be there by 3 o'clock.
And you certainly don't want those documents laying around while you're not here.
Where
prying eyes and prying fingers open everything.
No, you don't want that to happen. And I have, I think, done a reasonable job of holding my emotions in check during this entire process.
Yeah.
It's sad. It causes distress.
We salute you, Mike. We applaud you.
But occasionally, the steam has to be released. And Colette was on the phone with the courier, apparently. I didn't know this because I was... And she says, right in here, as she was communicating to him that I guess the WJFK sign in large letters on the door did not register with this individual, that we were in here and he was wandering... in a circle around the lobby. So when he came in and I saw that the document was the one that I wanted, I took the document from him, and I believe that I said... He was very concerned that I was the recipient. Are you so-and-so? Are you so-and-so? And I said,
well,
yes, I am.
Well, you can say your name, Mike O'Mara.
I don't, but I think, yeah, Mike O'Mara. See, I'm still upset.
Of course.
Are you Mike O'Mara? Yes, I am. Are you Mike O'Mara? Yes, I said, and I took them out. And as I walked out the door, I said, I've been waiting an effing half an hour. And I went downstairs and I got into my car. Now, one would think, I was a little frustrated. Not a big deal, okay? And I didn't think it was a big deal. I went downstairs, got into my car, and my truck, and as I'm turning the ignition, the courier came out of the doorway, turned to me in front of my car, put his arms up in the air, and mockingly went, "What am I going to do?" And that's when it began to really develop.
Did you run him over? What'd you do?
Didn't run him over, but I believe...
Did you give him a love tap?
At that point I started to pull out, and he was, sort of strutting towards his car with a lot of attitude. And I believe I said, I don't need attitude on top of this. And he pulled around, and he said, wait a minute, stop! And then he said, stop! And that's when I started to get, a little, a combination of getting a little weirded out and getting pissed at the same time.
Yeah.
And so the second time he went, stop! I went, F you!
Oh my.
And he shouted at the top of his lungs, A-ho!
Wow.
A-ho! And it was at that moment that you have to make a decision. Do you keep... Because he was a man who was rather small in stature, and if I had chosen to really...
squash him like a bug.
But I don't think I'm someone who probably needs any more legal difficulties at this time.
No, you don't.
And not that I have legal difficulties, it's just you're in the system when something like this happens. And here's the deal. I didn't stop, I kept going, but I heard one extra one as I pulled out on the main drag, heading up to the mainer drag.
Another a-ho!
A-ho!
So this is a courier now who's...
A courier who resented the fact that I was upset that he was a half an hour late.
Right.
Now, one would say, well, it originated at the office. Well, no, it didn't, because that's why I got the call that he was going to be there at 3:15.
You poor conflicted man. Goddamn.
Yeah, so anyway, but, there's one thing I didn't do. And I think I might have even lied to Colette today in the office, because, he was very upset. I didn't really call the law office and make sure it wasn't their fault that it got away late. So, but I don't think it would have been the office's fault. If I'd gotten a call that says he's running late, he's going to be there at 3:15.
Right.
That's the courier's fault, correct? I mean, that's the way I look.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what we need? I don't need the explosion.
You know, my heart rate is elevated.
You don't need this. You know what? Listen, I just want everyone out there to know. Everybody listening to this show.
I am doing the very best I can.
I want to tell you something.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just
now,
where
that
he likes
is a name
it.
That listen, I just don't. That listen, does not apply to
listen,
me anymore.
No.
30 minutes to the Golden Boy under pressure. Yeah. GBUP. That is an eternity to a mortal man.
Right. You know how I feel about waiting, about being late.
And the Golden Boy, shine again.
I think we are both individuals who do not like to be late. You and I arrive early at venues where we are supposed to be. That's the way it works. I don't like being late, and I don't like people who are late.
Golden Boy.
And I was so mad. I was so very mad. Right, well, and then I was done with it, though. I just give it,
let it go, Tiger.
I've been waiting an effing half hour. Went down in my car, and the look he gave me was one of these, like, yeah, you can't communicate it on radio because the eyebrows went up and he's like, so what?
Oh, yeah. The Golden Boy.
And then it was when the second time he said stop, when he really yelled and he went, stop! And I'm like, F you. And then I got the, A-ho!
That's nice. I like the way you do this.
All of this is...
What?
No, you know what? No, what? It's not. I was doing all this under the guise of, I'd like to apologize.
You don't want
to
do that.
F him.
Okay.
Now that I think of it.
Where's that Paxil?
F him.
I realized that you couldn't complete. But the mic who was under Paxil sure wasn't so private pile-ish. And now as you sit there and you look at your highly caffeinated bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red, and you get that look in your eyes like, Joker. Hi, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
I just want everybody to know, please, listen.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Kid Gloves.
That's the one. Yeah. Now, that's the tape that applies.
Kid Gloves. On Golden Boy, sure. Please.
Yeah,
come on. Don't make him wait a half an hour. Don't make him wait. He'll go nuts on you.
It's always been the thing that makes me absolutely insane.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm glad you got that out of
your system. Very, very helpful for me.
So glad you'll be happy today now. Now you got that out of the way, you'll be happy today on the show.
Yeah, Phil, I had to.
Today's show, incidentally, I'm going to have to say this only a gazillion times because they're sponsoring and they're paying for all of the technical stuff. Today's show, when we go out to the RV, which will be momentarily, sponsored by Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway has been a sponsor of this show for many, many years, and we are eternally grateful that they're making this happen.
Now, you should know that the money that we're giving away, first off, we talked about this, the fact that we are going to get in an RV. We're going to do it right here in just a few moments on the air. We're going to do the show. We're going to drive around the Washington Beltway. We're going to stop at various exits. We're going to broadcast live using satellite technology as we drive live around the Beltway. We're going to stop and give away money.
Right.
And we're going to stop and give away money as a way to say to you, the Don and Mike listener here in D.C., you supported us for 16 years. You supported us. You gave us number one ratings when we were the morning show.
Yes.
Number one ratings when we were in the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
You've given us number one ratings now that we're in the midday show.
We want to say thank you for that.
And who doesn't like a buck or two or five just to say thanks for listening? So we're going to be giving away money. Now,
it'll be money.
We've mentioned that Infinity Broadcasting is cheap. They don't pay for the rating service anymore. They don't pay for a lot of stuff anymore. One of the things that I found out a couple of days ago was that nobody had bothered to put in a purchase order for the money that we're going to be giving away today on the show.
Right.
So you should know that the money that we're giving away today is money from my personal account and from Mike's personal account.
Yes.
We truly are giving...
Happy to do it.
We truly are giving away our own money.
Happy to do it.
As a way of saying thank you. Now, why they just couldn't bleed Subway for another couple $1,000?
I know, Rob. Rob, I really am happy to do it. I mean, no better way to spend. Rob shaking his head. Stop it, Rob.
So we're going to be giving away the money. We're going to be going outside. I know I've teased. People are flipping out about this announcement that we're going to make an announcement at the end of the show today. And it's nothing, Rob. It's nothing. It's not. I may have misspoken.
I don't think so.
When I said big or I said major. It's important to us, and we're going to wait until the end of the show to tell you about that. That announcement, incidentally, does not concern the great news that I received today, the fantastic news that tomorrow, when I get back from the little business I have to take care of that will be involved with the news about, we'll give you at the end of the show,
yes,
that tomorrow night I'm going to be drinking a bottle of barium, because guess what? I didn't realize.
You got your colonoscopy coming up?
Saturday, baby.
Oh, enjoy.
Oh, man.
Saturday. Didn't even realize it
until
they,
well, you know,
the doctor's office called this morning and said, hey, listen, don't forget, stop by and pick up your barium, and Friday night, don't have anything to eat like after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And
you know, our little business transaction up in the office right before, keep the change.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, that sucks. The week you've had.
Here's all I know. Saturday morning.
Thank God.
Every time I think I've got a bad time.
No, listen, you know, they'll give me the Matthew Perry stuff, and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
It's that time of year when we get those things.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All I know is that, you know, it's one of those deals that they...
What a life.
No, I guess the last time I had it done was maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
And at that time, they said, now, we're going to need to give you another one of these in 2 years. And, you know, hell, 2 years ago, it was just the year 2000.
That's right.
So you say, they say, what date would you like? And I say, well, how about not during a weekday? How about a weekend?
Right.
And they say, well, how about Saturday, March 2nd, 2002?
Now, oh, man.
Now, 2 years ago, I say, I'm golden. I'm there. Make it happen.
Sure.
Make it happen. Well, it's not until today that I get the call.
When will you be, like, back to normal? You'll be by evening, you'll be back to normal?
Saturday night, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, good.
That'd be fine. So, anyway, that's not the major announcement. That's just something I have to look forward to.
Never mind.
Something I have to look forward to. No, that's not the announcement, Rob. That is not it. The Grammys last night. They suck ass. And listen, I'm reading all this stuff that John Stewart, who we've had on the show and is truly a funny guy, mm-hmm. did a great job. I thought he sucked on ice. He was not funny.
I didn't watch 1 minute of the Grammys. No.
I didn't think he was funny at all. I'm just trying to get to as much of this as I can before we go out to the truck.
Very good.
Here you go. This is from ESPN.com. John Madden is joining Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. He will team with Al Michaels, and that means that Dan Fouts and Dennis Miller are fired. Wow. So that's the...
That it was either Dennis Miller and the two of them, or... just him with Al Michaels. It's going to work. It's going to be tidy. It's going to be a nice little team.
That's the news. And Robert, the angry mailman, is here. You remember that yesterday, very late in the show...
Robert has terrified me today. He is very scary out in the lobby.
Yesterday, late in the show, he left me a note, mm-hmm. A very angry note,
yes.
saying that I owe him $50, and I do from our bowling match a couple of weeks ago. I had forgotten about it. I pay my debts. But I guess what I said was that he showed up for the Redneck Olympics yesterday.
And his big thing now is wearing that that ski cap that covers his face.
And yeah. I believe I made the comment, that in some ways he's Dennis Murphy-ish.
Yeah.
That it's you can't show up at everything. You can't be on the show all the time.
Well, he's here to... He said he's got some things to discuss.
And let's bring him in, wheel him in. I'll pay him his money, and we'll see what he's got to say.
Search his bag.
Mm-hmm. You can look at pictures of the Redneck Olympics.
No, you don't need to search his bag. I trust Robert.
At WNEW.com.
You already searched his bag?
Those pictures, incidentally,
are up. This is what I saw in the lobby. Look, isn't this frightening?
From yesterday's Redneck Olympics.
<Isn't this> frightening.
the pictures are on WNEW.com. Now, why are you wearing a ski mask?
Because it's cold.
Because it's
very, very cold.
Okay. Why are you wearing you're very militant today. You have your Malcolm X hat on. You have your Rasta-colored buttons on the hat. You have your Malcolm X T-shirt. You have what is that around your neck?
African necklace.
African necklace, very good.
African necklace, have on your camouflage pants.
God, you've got all your accoutrement on today.
What is the deal, Robert?
I just want to show where I'm coming from.
What do you mean you want to show where you're coming from?
Well, I saw what I saw yesterday. I have to thank Don's and Mike's for opening my eyes yesterday. I appreciate that.
Now we're getting to the crux of the matter.
I owe Don for the rest of my life because I swear I was about to sell my guns.
You were about to sell your guns until you saw the rednecks yesterday?
And I'm telling every brother, especially in Virginia, buy guns, buy M.O., lock and load, and keep your guns at the door.
Oh, now I understand. We took it as a threatening note, didn't we?
Were you pissed that when I saw you walking in, I don't know if this got back to you, I said, oh, Robert's here again. You got to show up when you're invited.
I told you I was coming Tuesday.
I know you
did. Hey, you know what? I just figured out, though. Do you realize that based on what he just said, I believe what he just said is true, and I think we completely misinterpreted the note.
I was pissed at you.
Were you? Okay, I perceived it as like a gun threat towards us.
You wrote all this stuff about colored and, is it darker? And what was up with all that stuff?
I was just being funny.
All right.
Don't you get the joke?
I said,
I won't darken your door.
I have to ask you
something.
You owe
me $50. Get it? Ha ha.
This is an important question. So your comment about I'm not gonna sell my guns now was based on seeing all the rednecks.
Exactly.
Not on coming by to kill Don and Mike.
Now, no.
Okay. Am I a man of my word? Yes. I forgot I owe you $50. Can you change $100?
No, I ain't got that kind of money.
But I'll take care of it. There you go. Next time I see you.
Oh, thank you.
Now,
I'll take care of it.
You owe me 50.
Okay. I owe you $50. Fellas.
Okay, $50.
Okay, I bought you gifts.
What is in your satchel?
All right, what did you bring?
The first thing out of Mike's mouth, you see a brother with a ski mask and some shades on.
The ski mask.
I'm certain. You got
inside.
A man with a rebel truck. I have a dream with the Capitol with a Confederate flag on it.
Right.
And that's cool. You didn't say nothing about that.
No, I believe.
Don did, but you didn't.
I believe.
What do you mean I didn't say anything?
I believe I mocked his shirt yesterday.
Yeah,
Robert.
You mocked it. Yeah.
What do you think? I condone that?
I don't know what you condone. I'm not saying you like that. I'm just saying the first thing you out your mouth this morning was, you scare me. Not good morning. You scare me.
You did scare me. You had the ski mask
face. I had the same thing on yesterday.
No,
with a suit on.
You scared me yesterday.
What's the difference?
You always scare me.
Oh, see? There you go.
You do.
Now the truth is coming out.
I don't think
what's in the bag? You can't bring guns into the studio.
And what did I do after I said you scared me?
You laughed a little bit.
And what did I do after that?
I don't know.
I came over and shook your hand.
Yeah, you scared. You're still scared. But what's more scary to the white man than a black man with a gun?
But you said that. I
a black man with books.
With books.
And that's what I bought.
A black man with books.
This is for Rob A., Scourge of the Swastika.
A short history of Nazi war crimes.
Hitler's U-Boat War. That's a great book.
This is for Rob as well. Hitler's U-Boat
War. The Luftwaffe. We know you love that book.
Robert actually went to a bookstore.
No, I own these books.
You
I
own
have
these
bookcases.
Books.
I study history.
You don't own
it
those
has been my personal,
wrapped in plastic.
My personal saga to find out when white people start thinking they were better than everybody. And this is the final solution, so to say. The white man saying, I'm going to take over the world. We have Himmler's Black Order about the SS.
Now, Rob, you have all these books already, don't you? You have them on tape, don't you?
Oh, my God. It's always nice to have the hard copy.
And this is the best one of all since Rob A. bought Don some Coon salt shaker. The Art of Black Memorabilia.
Oh,
so,
Robert, I believe you may have given Rob his favorite book.
Yeah,
right there.
So, you know, Ancient Mom and stuff like that. So now when you go to your Klan meetings, and you happen to see some coon cookies or Negro quarters, you won't pass them by because they are valuable.
Let me just say that this is the final day of Black History Month, and I get to no finer way.
Robert is
no finer way
to celebrate.
Robert, I applaud you. No finer way to celebrate.
And that's for Rob.
Rob all of his Nazi books.
Oh, I have plenty more on that. I do study history.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a man of violence, but I will keep my... Don, I owe you. I almost made the biggest mistake of my life. I swear to God, I was going to sell my assault rifle and my Glock 45.
Until you came yesterday and saw the listeners.
I saw Mr. H. And him and his wife and his little clan, and I'm keeping mine.
All right, you're welcome to keep them.
And thank you, I appreciate it. And I will leave now. You know, I've worn out my welcome.
Okay. But keep in mind, you're a guest, and when you are a guest, and you will be welcome back, you will be welcome back with open arms to the show.
I appreciate it. I was mad at first. But it did open my eyes to a lot of things. It's one thing to see him on the Discovery Channel. You know, TLC.
Oh, you mean all the necks?
Well, see, some of those necks were cool. You know, they were just
The dudes with the Confederate flags and stuff.
Mike H. was the real deal. He's not a redneck.
No, I agree with Robert.
He's a white supremacist.
I don't know whether he's a white supremacist.
I have a dream. You see that?
Well, you know, you could make an argument that it's the whole flag thing. As much as I hate that flag, and I do hate that flag, I hate seeing it around, it might be that flag thing. I'm not sure. I don't know how far you got to go with that.
But
you know,
put it
like
this.
Yes.
Let's have a scenario.
Okay.
He has a rebel dream on his tags.
Right. Yeah.
I tried to get too black, too proud, and they turned me down.
Right.
You know, too racist, you know.
What did you want to have on your tag?
Too black, too proud.
Too black, too proud.
And they wouldn't let you do that?
No, they took it away from me. They said, nah, you offend too many people. I said, oh, really? I'm going to go back and talk to the DMV today.
That's a good point. You're going to bring up his plate.
Take your ski mask on.
Go and
the DMV.
Go and dress like that when you want to talk to him.
Take your ski mask off.
Now on.
Right.
Post office everywhere.
All right, Robert, you're one angry MF-er. Get out of here. And don't forget, you owe me $50 now, okay? All right, thank you, my friend. There he goes, Robert the Angry Mailman.
He came to play.
Jesus Christ.
Every regular game. Boy, Dennis Murphy, you learn a few things from Robert on how to make a presentation.
And for Rob, it's like Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, Robert doesn't know how much joy he brought to Rob with one of those books.
Uh-huh.
Those who do not understand history, Brother Donald, Brother Michael, are doomed to repeat it. There you go, sir.
All right, so that's what I got for you. Let's... Christ, we're wasting valuable time. Let's now go live to the RV. Rob, why don't you hold on? Wait till it comes outside. Guys, wheel the RV around to the front of the building. Who are we speaking to here now? Hello,
who's in the RV? Can you hear us?
Hello, come in.
Perfect.
It's working great.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on.
All right. Another historical broadcast here now. I hope we can pull this thing off today.
Sounds like it's nice and clear, though, even though...
Is Joe in the RV? No, Joe's going to be in here running the board.
All right, so is anyone in the RV?
I think Charles Broyhill's in the RV. Maybe Jason Vesey's in the RV.
Is Charles Broyhill going to be with us for the
testing
whole time?
Testing one, testing two.
Yeah.
Hi,
Tony? Hello, who's that?
that? Jason?
Jason.
Ah, it is I, the G-Man.
Yes, Jason. Okay.
Hey, guys.
All right. Hi, pull the car around.
We're waiting for you.
Oh, where are you guys at?
We're right outside by Cancer Corner.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. We're there.
Well, then, Rob... Rob, you head out there now, and Rob will, we'll wait for Rob to get there.
Very good.
Now, keep in mind, the quality of this is going to be, you know, we're doing our best.
It might surprise you.
So bear with us.
Now, in the event that there is any technical snafu,
we have cell phones.
We have cell phones, sorry.
And I've been told that even while we are in the RV, we will be able to take telephone calls.
Cool.
We'll be able to do contests, take telephone calls.
Tulsa Town.
You got enough cookies there, Lisa?
What's all that stuff, Lisa?
Well, I thought we may, you know, want a cookie.
Yeah, she might be right.
Two.
Boxes. Mike, it's a difficult road trip. We have cigars. We have liquor.
Good.
And we have Girl Scout cookies.
Very, very good.
We're set. Did you guys get the cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
Will you make a little cocktail for yourself?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I was worried.
I think so. I know you were worried.
I heard cranberry juice.
I don't need any mixers, just ice.
Oh, we got your stuff.
Very good.
We got your stuff. And we have a beer for Rob. And okay, and there's the cups are here. We're more concerned with drinking than we are with actually getting the show going.
Sounds very clear out there in the RV.
All right, let's find out. Rob, are you there?
Brother Donald.
Rob, we'll come out right now. We'll see you. We leave the show now in the capable hands of Rob until we join you in the RV.
Go ahead, Rob.
Very exciting day on the Don and Mike program as we broadcast live from the Grey Goose, courtesy of Subway. Let me paint a picture, folks. This is a beautiful, state-of-the-art recreational vehicle. Don and Mike, Buzz, myself, the entire crew will be broadcasting live using satellite technology as we drive around the Beltway. For those of you not in the know, the Beltway is a circumference road about 68 miles in length. It encircles the greater Washington, D.C. area, and we will be making various stops around the Beltway, handing out money. Money in the amount of $1,000. That's right. You will have to listen to the show, find out where Don and Mike will be stopping, and stop by, grab a buck, maybe two, maybe five. You can get yourself some money and be all set. It is our way of saying thanks to you for being the greatest listeners on earth. Don and Mike have enjoyed great rating success now in the third day part, and it's just a small way to say thank you, because you too are part of something great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Can I help you with that box?
Yes, sure, Rob. Hi.
Hey, well, listen, thing I want to tell you is I'm disturbed. We've had our liquor confiscated.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
By the commandant.
That's not a good thing.
However, I have been told once the broadcast is completed, this indeed will be a party van, and we will be
rocking.
Don't
need for anyone to get the door.
Now, you should know I will be smoking in this van. No one will stop me from smoking in this van.
Oh, no.
Oh, eat my ass. Okay?
You know.
Eat my ass.
This whole thing is just going to smell like cigar.
Open a window, Mike.
I'm going to sit back over here. You can hear me okay, right?
This baby has windows that open up. Let's pull up the shades on this.
I'm Mike Friedman, our engineer. How's everything sound, buddy?
We got an open window. Mike, look at this. I got a window that's open.
This is good.
Hey, Robbie, you got my bullhorn?
I do.
And we are inside an RV right now.
Turning it on up top.
Let me see. Hey!
Hey! Hey! We're not... Hello?
Hello. Hey, do we have a sign on our RV?
No, we are going incognito.
Excuse me.
Oh, he just grabbed himself. Hey! We have conflict right off the bat.
Just some guy walking by the station.
There he is. Grinning the whole time.
All right, here. What's your problem, dude? Why are you flipping me off?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems appropriate.
Why does it seem appropriate?
Because you got a bullhorn.
Yes, I have a bullhorn. Want to come in our RV?
You want to come in our RV?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
A couple years ago.
All right, that's good. That's good enough. Come on.
No, not a man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't listen currently, so goodbye. Toodaloo, ass.
Nice hat.
Hey, why don't you give me some of those drugs you got in there?
Hey, knock it off, pal.
Come on, man. I see you right there.
There you go.
You see what?
Oh, I see you putting it away now. Putting it away in a cabinet. Oh, yeah.
Putting it away what?
Why don't you pull that ski cap up so we can see the L tattooed on your forehead for loser?
What did he say, drugs?
Yes.
Plus, have you brought your drugs on this trip?
I'm clean and sober.
All right, well, listen, we're in the RV, and I think the first thing we should do is...
should we meet the driver?
Let's get moving.
Want me to say hi to the driver?
Hi to the driver.
Right, we're going to meet our driver right now. Hi, sir. How are you? What's your name, sir?
Bill Benton.
Bill, and how long have you been driving?
About 2 hours.
About 2 hours. Very good. Bill, may I ask, I see that you look like you have some experience. How young are you, sir?
I'm 68 going on 27.
68 years old. I think that's fantastic. We're going to have a good time. Are you looking forward to a great afternoon?
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Bill.
Wonderful, Bill.
It's Don here.
Yeah, Don.
Are these your drugs back here?
I didn't think anybody would find them.
All right. Gotcha. We got a hip 68-year-old here.
All right. Well, Bill, the deal is going to be we're going to want to drive around the Beltway. So let's get out to the Beltway. Let's make our way. The RV is now we are making a right-hand turn here, Big Bill. In the Grey Goose. You know, Mike, this RV is not as bad as I painted it out to be, is it?
I like it. It's more spacious. Outside of Charlie Broyhill being on board, I think it's going to be a wonderful afternoon.
We have a couch. We have a refrigerator unit in here. We have a commode. I know that you had a concern before we left the station.
About a bed.
If, in fact, you were going to be able to take a nice BM.
I am very comfortable right here. I think this is a delightful way to do a program. And we are doing a show.
From an RV.
From an RV.
Now, is there a third microphone? Who has the third microphone? Is there a third or are there only two?
There are two microphones.
Well, there are two more. Give one to Buzz, and I guess Rob A. should have one microphone.
Very good.
And Bill, for God's sakes, what's slowing you down on making the right-hand turn?
That would be
here,
traffic
man?
On Main Street, Don.
Check one.
Yeah, we can turn on red in the state. You can make a right-hand turn on red.
Having a wonderful time, waving at the inside. Hi.
Hi there, everybody.
Saying goodbye to our home base, WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia.
We're about to make a right-hand turn onto Main Street.
Cinderella boy.
Now, I don't know if we're going to be starting a convoy. Charles, did you get the money?
Yes.
Whoops. All right. We have increments of ones, fives, and tens. Hold on. Look at that bag of money, Mike.
Oh, my God. Look at where's our armed guard?
He's in the back.
Hi. Oh, there he is. Hey, man.
Look at that wad of cash we have.
Here we go. And, hey, I noticed that we've got the WJFK promotional vehicle with the absolutely vivacious Tammy Sachs driving directly in back of us.
Look at the money Broyhill's got. It looked like he just robbed a bank. Look, he's got a plastic bag. look at all the rolls of money that we got.
Don't even kid that
you're going to throw those out the window.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't even kid about that.
It looks like Charlie Stewang's Savalak's payday.
Look at all my money. Look at all my money. So we've got tons of cash. Broyhill's going to store the cash. We're going to make our way out to the Beltway. Now, I think we should let everybody know that we are in a nondescript gray RV. Mike, I see that.
What?
I see the fact that you have a stack. Don't fight with Broyhill, but don't steal the money. Mike and Broyhill are actually getting in a fight about the money.
Man, my heart rate.
Okay, so we are making our way where?
Now we are heading down. We are heading west on Main Street in beautiful Fairfax, heading out to I believe Route 29, and we will take a right on Route 29, which will take us down to Route 123. We will head down Route 23, intersect with Route 66 East, heading towards Washington D.C., which will take us to Route 495, which is the Beltway, where we will make a choice to go either north or south.
I think that. We should probably... Very nicely done.
Thank you.
I think we should probably go the direction of the Wilson Bridge.
That means that we
we will go south on 495, heading towards 95 south, past 95 south, head over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, of course, into the great state of Maryland.
Okay, all right, okay.
Well, I'm just trying to enlighten people as to what our path will be.
Buzz, is your microphone on?
I think so, is it?
There's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Let's say hi to Rob A. Also, hi, Rob.
Hello, friends from the front of the RV.
And there's Lisa sitting, just sitting.
Hey, dude.
Mike and I are at the little breakfast nook area of the RV.
Perfect. Not comfortable.
What do you mean it's not comfortable?
Well, it might have been comfortable. How? It might have been comfortable for me when I was 20.
What do you mean? What's the problem?
It means I'm fat.
Well, I'm fat, too, but I'm fine.
You're not as fat as I am. Are you happy to hear that?
No. That's not where you're going. You want to switch sides?
There you go.
There's some cookies for you.
Ah, ooh. Hey, tag-alongs. Tag-alongs. That's the peanut butter patties.
We're going past Burger King right now. We're going past the Little Panda restaurant. We're going past the United Bank. We're going past the place that used to be known as Trade Diarrhea, the Mexican restaurant.
Can I switch seats with Buzz?
Sure.
He looks more comfortable.
Very comfortable. Well, Mike, your comfort is most important to me.
I want to get settled down.
Okay, watch out. Mike, you can't be doing that while we're moving.
Jesus. Roy Hill with the save.
There now, Charles Broyhill just saved your life.
I pulled a muscle.
I believe that Charles Broyhill just saved your life.
And meanwhile, I'm very, very intimate with Buzz for a moment.
Our driver stopped at a red light. Of course, he's going to obey all local safety laws.
Okay, is it Jim?
Bill.
Bill.
Bill,
you might want to go through the floorboards every time you hit that brake, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
All right, don't worry about it.
When Bill slammed the brakes on, Mike was trying to change spots with Buzz, and Mike took a tumble.
Is it warm in here?
It is.
Well, open a window then.
Warmer there.
Hi there.
We're being spotted now, and Mike is now on the couch area. Mike, do you feel more comfortable on the couch?
I gotta go to the couch.
And Buzz, are you mighty comfortable in the
be more comfortable
in the breakfast nook? Rob's up in the captain's chair.
Ahoy!
And you know what I think?
Wonderful.
Perhaps should we stop before we get to the Beltway to give away some money?
Well, we're just going by Paul VI High School. Walk into a classroom and hand out dollars to all the kids.
Or we could just give a dollar to each woman that Charlie Broyhill's dating.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to go down to the middle school for that.
Why don't we make our first stop?
Yeah.
Right. How about we go to Denny's?
Want to go to?
You know the Denny's right past the light?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You know it'd be easier. The Fuddruckers would be a right.
Yeah, Fuddruckers would be easier.
All right, then we'll stop at Fuddruckers. So turn left at the next
light. What he's going to have to do is take a left on 123, take a quick right into the Fuddruckers parking lot, right on the other side of Bank of America and the gas station.
That's where you'll find us.
Yeah, Rob?
I'm just waving to Jason Veazey.
Oh, in the back. Hi.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, buddy. Now, listen, I want to tell you something. We got a bet in this thing, and I just want to say something that... We're up for manual, you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. During the broadcast today.
During any of our stops, if anybody wants to stop and give us a hand.
Wow.
Sure.
That would be almost good for a $5 bill.
Yeah, well, we'd be able to stick five of those ones together.
That's going to be known as the sex room, I believe.
Yeah.
Sex room.
We have a sex room on this RV.
Sex room. Well, here we go, heading on Route 29 past Warwick Avenue in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia, past the Fairfax Super Auto Center.
It's actually pretty wacky to think that we're doing the show while we're driving in this not-so-crummy RV.
Little wave to the Golden Lion Chinese restaurant. The Golden Ryan and by the Jeff A. Lab.
If this goes well, are we going to just keep driving to California?
Could be. You know, I'd be very comfortable to live in this vehicle.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a thought.
You may be.
based on
those documents you were talking
absolutely.
About. Scholastic Book Fair is checking in with us.
Checking in.
You know, this light is a bitch.
Why? This is the worst light in Fairfax.
You know what? This is a great light. It's too bad that we have a mission today. Otherwise, we play hog for cash right now.
I was at this light the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and the light is so long, and then when it finally turned green, an ambulance came through the intersection and was almost hit by a retarded woman.
Wow. How do you know it was retarded?
Well, it's just a retarded move on her part. As she jammed on her brakes, seriously, almost went into the side of the ambulance.
I know the move I always make is just to go straight down the road and make a left-hand turn, make the U-turn down there by the OK used car sign.
Right.
Hey, you got that thing working, that blowhorn? Because I can yell at people while we're at stoplights and junk like that. What, are they taping it together right now?
Yeah, it's a fine piece of equipment from the Infinity Broadcasting.
Actually, no, that came from my home.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah. That's Rob's personal bullhorn.
That's what he uses to talk to his wife.
I encourage her to do better with that bullhorn. You better make dinner now.
God damn, this is a long light.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
How are we going to give away thousands of dollars if we can't get farther than 2 miles away? Ah, great. Thanks very much, Charlie. Thank you. Here you go. That'll have some fun.
Fresh batteries.
Hey, hey. You there in the white pickup truck. Hey, I'm talking to you. How you doing? Say something. Hello?
Hey, how you doing in there?
Toodaloo ass.
Hey, don't touch yourself. I see you. I see what you're doing. Hey, you're touching yourself. You and the prowler. Stop that.
All right, we're making the turn now.
We're making the turn. We're almost at the Fuddruckers. Looks like a lot of cars are pulling in, Don.
A lot of cars are pulling in.
Do you
think they're Fuddrucker customers?
No, I do not.
People who have followed us.
Look at the people waving.
All right, well, let's make the first stop.
This is the Grey Goose, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's make the first stop. I have the money.
You no money?
How much are we going to give away at each stop?
Well, we have a lot of cash, Mike. We just have one of these big bankrolls.
All right, give me some to hand out to.
And we're just going to give away money. Here, I'll split it with you.
Very good.
There's half for you.
Thank you.
Half for me.
Very exciting.
Let's go outside and just give away some money. Say thanks for the ratings.
Here we go.
As we step out of the RV, and let's see now.
Hold on. Oops. Oops. That's your headphones. Take that out of your phones.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear headphones. I'm fine. Here you go. Here's some people.
All right. Here comes some people.
Do you listen to our show?
All the time.
You promise?
Yes. Right, here's Heidi.
There's $2.
Hello, Sturdy. Do you listen to the show?
Listen to it now.
There's a dollar. All right. Very good.
What's your name there?
Hello, Whitmer.
Where were you yesterday for the Redneck Show?
I had to work.
Here's one. There's $2 for you. What's your name, honey?
Amy.
Amy, where are you from?
Manassas.
Here. Take $2.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, what's your dog's name?
This is Secret.
Here's a dollar for you and your dog. $2 for you. Very good.
Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
Where are you from, Steve?
Manassas.
Steve, you listen to the show?
Every day.
God bless you. Here's $2.
Thank you.
I know it's not a lot, but it's our own money we're giving away.
Hello, pal. What's your name?
John.
John, here's $2 for you, John. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's your name?
Pierre.
Pierre, do you listen to the show?
Every day.
What's the show?
Don and Mike.
It's $2. Thank you.
All right, what's your name, my 3-day growth of beard friend?
I'm Rob, and I'm part of the Proud 4%.
The Proud 4% employee, give him three. Give him $3.
First one, okay, too.
Oh, very good. Fantastic.
What's your name, honey?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you from?
Seattle.
Here's a couple of bucks. And you know what? I'll give any girls that show us their tees, I'll give them $10.
$10. And how about this guy right here if he shows us his tees?
Me? Yeah. No, I'm not giving
it. 50 cents.
I'm not giving him $10 for that.
I can get 5 for that. All right, there you go.
All right. You gave that guy $5 just for showing you the big man tees?
They were beautiful.
Yeah,
how you doing, Don?
Chris,
where are you from?
Fairfax.
Here you go. Here's $2.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
We're listening.
Brian, $2 for listening.
Thank you very much.
You, $2 for listening.
Thing. Or I'm wearing shorts when it's 20 degrees out.
Personal trainer?
Personal trainer, Mike.
The enemy.
New one, Mike. Hey, all right, fantastic. There's $3 for the personal trainer.
$3 for the personal trainer. What's your name, sir?
John.
Too good looking, too well dressed. $1 for you.
Thank you. What's your name?
Pat.
We're from Pat.
Winchester.
Listen to the show a lot?
Absolutely. Every
great. Here you go. $3.
$3. Thank you, what's your name, sir?
Jason with Tech 24.
Where are you from, Jason?
Alexandria, sir.
There's $2 for you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah,
you know what? It doesn't matter what the increments are. People love getting money.
Hey, listen, there's no better way to say thank you for listening than to give people money. What's your name?
Danielle,
where are you from?
Fairfax.
As this your youngster?
Matthew and Daniel and Jason are in the car.
Oh, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
Well, you're a mom. Okay, let me give you there you go. $3.
We got a cell phone. Answer your cell phone. Go ahead.
Put it towards a good education.
You guys got a cell phone. Let me answer it for you.
Get a good education.
All right, Mike's going to answer the cell phone.
All right. Hello? No, this is Mike. This is your name is John, sir?
I guess so.
Hi, John. John can't come to the phone right now because he's been taken to jail. He'll try to call you at his earliest convenience, okay?
He raped me! He raped me! I'm a man and he raped me!
Goodbye.
That went well.
There we go.
Here's $2 for you. Thanks for listening.
Answer this one, please.
Answer this one? Okay. What'd you do?
Lost the call.
You lose it?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice job.
Did we get you your money yet?
Yeah, here's $2 for you.
Right, $2.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
People are trying to get through, so we have to come over here.
Hey, hi guys, what's your name?
Dennis,
do you really listen to the show or you just want money?
I saw a few people over here and just thought you were giving out 20s.
No, F you.
Goodbye.
F you.
I really listen.
You do, what's your name?
Lunch, John Hunt. I know my boss is listening at work. I'm coming right back.
All right, here you go. There's $3. Don, a very exciting moment on the show right now. Don Imus's son is here. We have Don Imus's son.
Ron Imus
is here. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ron. How you doing, man?
I'm incognito. Ron.
All right, incognito. We're going to give you $2 since I thought
you needed money. But
there you go.
The guy on the cell phone says the call's for me?
Yes, yeah, for you.
Hello? Yeah, hi. This is Don. Who's this? This is Largest? Well, what can I do for you, sir? I'm on some guy's cell phone. What can I do for you? Hello? Oh, your friend is a dumbass. He didn't say anything.
All right, who hasn't gotten money yet?
Hi, what's your name?
Claire.
Claire, where are you from?
Great Falls, Virginia.
Claire, do you listen every day?
Yes, for about 10 years.
10 years? Here's $3.
Thank you.
Show us your boobs?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Got another fan of the show. What's your name, sir?
Ben,
where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
That was a tough question, wasn't it, Ben? It's a lot of pressure on live radio, isn't it?
That it is.
Here's $2 for you.
Thanks.
All right, hold on. Mike, we got one more, and then we're going to split it. Oh. What's your name?
My name is Mike Fontaine, CapitalRoofing.com.
All right, you got a plug. He doesn't get any money.
No money. No money.
No money.
No money.
No money.
You got a plug. No money.
No money for a plug.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Toodaloo, ass.
Hey, delete that out. We don't need that profanity. Delete that out.
Don, I have a phone call.
Mike has a phone call.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Buzz. How are you doing, buddy?
Hi, Amber. How are you?
Oh.
What's your last name, Amber? I won't say it on the radio, but what is it?
Q. The Amber.
Really? Amber, what can I do for you? Would you like to... Oh, your boyfriend, you have no idea. Would you like to come over and see the Grey Goose RV and come in the back?
What's your name, my friend?
Omar.
Mike, you said you want her to come in the back.
That's right. Yeah. Your boyfriend is just giving you permission. Is she a hottie?
Oh, yeah.
All right. She's better looking than you are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just
Omar,
checking.
Here you go. Here's $2. All right, we'll be your boyfriend, $2. Thank you for listening to the show.
And Amber, you're invited to join us in the back of the RV.
Yes, all right, and...
All right, here's your boyfriend.
Let's talk to one more person. Hi, what's your name?
Erica.
Erica, where are you from?
Clifton.
You listen?
Yes.
You promise?
Sure.
What's the dial position?
106.7.
No, all right, there she pulled it out.
There's $2.
Thank you.
Now, the way we're going to do this
is... Show us your boobs.
Yeah.
We need to be closer to the RV.
All right, closer to the RV. Now, Don, are we going to do this like we did the last time around, that when we get done and we decide we're done, we just run?
Yes.
All right, go!
That's it for the stop. That's it. Just get back in the car and go. Okay.
That's the way... The last time we did this, I swear to God, we would get such a crowd at each location, we wouldn't know how to break it off.
Now,
so finally it was determined that we would simply
go,
run.
Go! Hit the ground running! We got a break. Hit the touchstones.
Read the card.
This is, of course, brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-365-3630 or 877-692-1026. You know the numbers.
411.
Yeah. Call now. Call 100. We're going to make our way to the Beltway. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. There is only one movie hitting theaters this weekend with nudity. It's Josh Hartnett's 40 Days and 40 Nights, and it's definitely a candidate for a Mr. Skin Anatomy Award. 40 Days is chock full o' naked babage. The standout is Michelle Harrison, who makes her new debut in a great topless sex scene about 11 minutes in when Josh gives her the old hi Hartnett. Also, super hottie Shannon Sossaman, who you may remember as the princess in A Knight's Tale, shows some nice nipplage through the creative use of a flower. And as a special bonus, you get to see Monet Mazur make a Xerox copy of her buns. Finally coming out on DVD this week is the 1983 Tom Cruise football movie, All the Right Moves. The movie's okay, but exactly 1 hour in, the nudity goes 4 stars. Not only do you get to see Leah Thompson from Back to the Future and Caroline in the City go full frontal, but she looks great because it's before she got all Calista Flockhart on us. Even the appearance of Tom Cruise's missile can't ruin this scene. Last, but definitely not least, you Heather Graham fans, be on the lookout this spring for a movie called Killing Me Softly. Heather is supposed to have a ton of nude sex scenes, and there are even rumors we'll see her George W. Bush. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody, that the Mr. Skin Minute, that is a Don and Mike first that you hear on our show first every Thursday. You hear it on the other shows on Friday. I know that you didn't have the headphones on, Mike.
Gotta love that Mr. Skin, though, Don.
But he had a great update.
Was it good?
Great update this week about Leah Thompson from Caroline in the City, naked in that Tom Cruise high school football movie.
I wish I wasn't so darn worried about my hair.
even the fact that you can see Tom Cruise's missile doesn't take away from the fact that she is full frontal.
Is there a movie where you do see Tom Cruise's missile?
I got the feeling, Rob, didn't you get the feeling from listening to that he was saying that you see Tom Cruise's wet thing?
Yeah, I guess that's All the Right Moves, the old football movie.
We are on the Beltway now. The Don and Mike RV Free Money Show brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Joe, fire up those touch tones and let's take a call 100. The wackiest thing of all, that we're driving in a freaking RV and we're going to take a phone call while we broadcast.
Beats a van. Amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
By the river. I am caller 100 in the RV called Grey Goose.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
It's Glenn the Janitor. How many times likely is that possible in life?
Man.
How can this be?
I was concerned about Phil being...
Mike, put the headphones on. It's Glenn the Janitor is caller 100.
You know what's amazing?
Oh, my God. I am the luckiest guy in the world, man.
With all this technological stuff going on, calls sometimes get dropped.
Hey, I'm worried.
Well, that's amazing that we are on the road and Glenn gets through.
That would be a shame if somehow the satellite dropped out and we had to take another caller, Joe.
Hello.
Yes, hi, who's this?
This is Rich Buster.
Hey, look, it just happened. Hi, I get it, Dick Buster. Where are you from, Dick?
Hey.
Where are you from?
I'm from Falls Church.
My friend, you're caller 100. You've won the American Prize, American Pie 2 prize pack.
Mm.
The unrated version of American Pie 2 premieres on pay-per-view March 1st. You enjoy it.
Okay.
Available on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was going to volunteer and get you some liquor since it was confiscated.
We've got the liquor.
Okay.
We'll work around it. Thank you, we've got the liquor.
It's just not opened, and unfortunately, we're going to have to hit Charles Broyhill over the head at some point, knocking him unconscious in order for us to enjoy a toddy.
However, just let me say that if you do happen to meet up with us at one of the spots and you've got some of them little airline bottles,
we'll take them.
That would be okay with me as well. I'm also going to have to ask everybody. I've been asked to ask everybody when you show up. In unison, please don't say holy S or drop the F-bomb, which happened a bunch of times during the last break.
Yeah, we don't want to spend the day saying dump it. We really don't.
And I guess that I don't know if some of them got through or not.
Right.
But please, when you come out and you join us, remember, we're happy you're with us, but we're still doing a radio show.
We are now on the Beltway. We are heading towards Tyson's Corner.
All right, and we're going to get up to speed here in just a moment. I wonder if this is going to be like that movie Speed, where if we go over a certain rate, the RV explodes.
Well, if it does, it would make for an incredible publicity stunt.
Here we go, making our way. Are we on? Are we? Yes!
We're on the Beltway.
We're on the Beltway, and yeah, Beltway. Mike, I believe...
You said bomb on an RV.
I believe that we are going towards River Road. We are heading towards Maryland. We are not taking the route that we had originally announced.
We hung a U-turn a while back. We were heading towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We turned around, heading back towards Tyson's Corner. But, Don, I would point out to you that on this piece of road, both directions are taking us towards Maryland.
But isn't this a planned change to throw off the listener?
I'm not sure, Don. Maybe you could enlighten us. Why did we hang the U-E?
We hung the U-E because we're going to get better reception going this way.
That's it.
And again, all the satellite stuff, we can't tell you exactly what's going on, but no. There's tons of people involved in this. We are now past one of the first two exits on to go on 66 West. If you don't know what I'm talking about on the Beltway, the left-hand turn is for 66 West, and the right-hand turn is for 66 East.
Might I say that it is an absolutely glorious day for this broadcast?
Very nice. It's a little chilly.
Yep.
Mike, too bad that you were not able to wear. Oh, I forgot. You don't have one of the official Redskins radio jackets to wear that are nice and warm.
Sorry. No, I don't,
that.
Don. I don't. I don't,
you
have,
don't
one.
Have
And I
yet.
See that Charlie Broyles wearing his, too. And I dropped hints around Thanksgiving. I'm sorry that
only for members of the
program directors couldn't make that poll for me.
Only for members of the broadcast crew.
Yes,
I'm sorry about that, Mike. Now, let's see, where are we? We're coming up on the Dulles Toll Road now, and just beyond that would be Tyson's Corner. Do we want to stop at Tyson's Corner?
I think what the issue is now, based on the turnout at our last stop, Don, we're going to need to find a parking lot where there's plenty of room, because we have quite a caravan in back of us right
now. Then we should probably go, like, to Tyson's Corner or go to Tyson's too.
I think to Tyson's Corner, maybe up to one of the upper parking levels.
How about Tyson's too?
Tyson's
That's the
too.
One my wife goes to that nobody except stuck-up women like my wife goes to.
Yeah,
I think there's
there.
A lot of parking space there, too.
Yeah, it's silly. You go to Tyson's, too. Good luck with a dollar.
Yeah, if right. you need a dollar at Tyson's, too, just go to the bathroom at Neiman Marcus. That's what they use for toilet paper.
I know you've seen that ad with Terry Bradshaw where he says, what can you get for a dollar?
Nothing there.
Nothing there.
No.
Rob, I'm going to ask you to take a peek out the side view mirror and tell us how many cars we might have in a caravan right now.
I count no fewer than a dozen and maybe even more.
Don, it's very easy. You don't even have to look through a side view mirror. I can actually walk back to the bedroom here.
The big picture window.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Mike.
Mike and Jason are in the bedroom.
I'm looking at
you. Hi, Tammy.
And I'm going to wait. It'll be a few seconds before she hears my greeting. See if she waves. Hi.
What's going on? I got to put my headphones on.
Oh, it's 16 seconds.
Radio show on?
Yeah, okay, I'm with you now. Okay.
All right.
I'm following you. Mike, what was happening? How many cars?
I was waving at Tammy, and there are just tons of cars in back of us. I mean, it's really quite a caravan.
Everybody listening should know that you're welcome to join the caravan, but if you've already received your massive cash prize...
Yes, please don't play that game where I followed Don and Mike all day and got $20. That's no fun. Now that we've said that, everyone will do it.
And I urge you, as you drive by, to give us the honks. Now,
yeah.
Bill Stan in the right-hand lane. So, Mike, most of the honks, if they're going to happen, are going to happen on your side of the RV.
Let me see if I can get a window open, Don.
But the problem is people are following us. They're not just driving past us. Would there be some people brave enough to drive past us and give us the old honkaroo? I mean, if where are we getting off at? 123?
One exit 46A, Bill.
No, take the next exit, Bill. This is the wrong exit, buddy.
You're going to have to get left.
Oh, Christ. He's going. Oh, now we're weaving.
Excellent maneuvering.
We're working on getting the window open. I don't think I can open it on this side.
All right, take 123 towards Tyson's Corner. That's what we want. That's the baby. Watch out for the guy on the right. Whoa!
Hey.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
First call with a Penske truck rental.
Wow.
And I don't know. I guess it's not being picked up by the microphones. I hear people honking at
there
us.
There are plenty of horns.
Constantly.
Horns!
Lots of Heinz out here as we're in the Grey Goose AV.
You know, I know that you're against this move, Mike, but I'm having a feeling that perhaps at some point I should take
Don't
the wheel.
Say it.
At some point, just
you know why? Let me explain. I'd like to explain to our listeners.
I should take
why
the wheel.
Death Wish wants to take the wheel now. He enjoyed the excitement of the near collision, and now he wants to do it himself.
No, I want to save us, Mike.
Don, I believe Charlie Broyhill would tell you that legally, unfortunately, neither you nor I today will be able to take the wheel.
I am a licensed driver.
As am I.
I am fully insured.
This is true. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the wishes of the RV ownership.
Oh, and that would be, of course, Farish of Manassas.
What good people at Farish of Manassas.
They are fine folks for letting us have this RV.
But as I look here, I see, you know, hell, we could stop at 7-Eleven. We got us a microwave here.
Excellent.
Take this turn.
Some burritos.
We got us a magic chef oven.
We're taking a right turn now into the Tyson's area.
Actually, I think... Boy, this guy is just, he's a piece of work. He should have taken the next light. That's all right. Go left. Excuse me. Hey, Bill, go left here. Go left here. Otherwise, he's going to pull us up in front of the...
Now, what we want to look for is an open space. Is that correct?
I'm going to tell him exactly where to go.
You want to move up to this captain's chair?
Yeah, you know what? I better.
Good idea.
Just to help him direct his way around.
All right, Captain.
Okay. No problem. Go up to the front where you can navigate properly.
Okay, so...
He's going to go wherever you tell him to go.
How you doing, Bill?
Great.
I'm doing great. I'm Don. Nice to meet you. Will you turn that radio down, please? Thank you, because that's us on the radio. I know you were listening to us, but we're doing the show. Now, what we want to do here is make a left-hand turn on Galleria Drive.
All right. I think we can make that.
All right, then what we want to do is make a right-hand turn immediately following that when we get up here, and we want to park in the parking lot a needless markup.
Don, I have a technical question. The overhead garage with the concrete, is that going to interfere with the signal? Guys, engineering guys?
We don't know, Mike.
They say no, but there are headache bars on this parking lot. We may not be able to get in.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out.
Find an open parking lot, and we'll figure it out.
All right. Let's see. We're making a left-hand turn. Now, there's a guy with it. Here are people with signs already waiting for
right.
us already.
Hanging out of
I'm here. I'm not listening to the Don Mike show.
That's great.
Right here.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Here we go. This is easier than a parking lot, Mike. This is just right
1800
off...
1800 Tyson's Boulevard.
Right off Galleria Boulevard. This is, I think you guys are right about those...
plenty of parking here.
I think you're right about those bars that, like, say, you got to be 7 feet or... How tall is this RV, Bill?
About 14.
Yeah, see, we would clip those bars going into the parking garage.
Now, the problem is...
What's the problem, Mike?
We are on the street.
Well, no, we're kind of off the street.
We are blocking the driveway.
Well, it's a driveway that leads nowhere, though. See, look at here. Wait a minute. See, we lead out to a construction area. Hold on, the door's locked. Hold on.
Here we go.
See, look. It's a driveway that leads nowhere.
Exactly.
So we're safe here. We're by a construction area.
No, we're fine.
Area.
I'm just talking about that.
Oh, you mean those people? Why don't we just go
those
car
people,
to car?
Okay, all right.
You know what? Stay in your cars.
Oh,
we'll
no. come to you.
Okay. Yeah, we need to go to a parking lot, guys.
They gotta come to us. People have to come to us.
Here's
Hi.
Greg.
Hi, what's your name?
Greg.
Greg, you just have your hand out.
Yeah. 106.7.
Okay.
You guys, every day.
There's $2.
Thank you.
Hi, sir. Hi, what's your name?
John.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Here's your nice, shiny $1 bill.
All right.
Enjoy
Mike,
yourself.
Give a brother two. Give a brother $2.
There you go.
Well, Mike, now, hey, no. Hold on. Give it all back except two. Mike just gave all his money to the black man.
Well, oh, good.
Friendships for you guys.
What's your name, sir?
Colin.
Colin, here's $2. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
Centerville.
There you go. Here's $2. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
What's your name, sir?
Kevin Connolly.
Kevin, you're a good Irishman. Where are you from?
All right, McLean, Virginia. Big fan of Don and Mike.
Are you wealthy?
McLean, of course.
All right, I'm going to only give you $1 then.
Problem.
Thank you very much.
What are you, a Hasid?
I'm Bob Jefferson, man.
Hey, you're a Rasta.
Yeah, Rastafari.
There you go, man. Yes, sir.
He's like a Hasid Jew.
No, he's a gang pirate, man.
Rastafari.
Okay.
Say hi to Buzz.
Hey, there's your friend Buzz Bourbon.
What's up? You want some weed?
No.
Got it for you.
I got a van for it.
Hey, okay,
here's $2. Don't try to remember. You've killed a lot of brain cells.
All the cars tuned to 106.7.
Beautiful. There's your two
money to go to Subway, eat fresh at Subway.
Enjoy.
Thank you, my friend. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, you listen to the show?
Since 86.
Beautiful. Here's $3.
No, you guys have paid me back every day. Every day you guys...
Are you the guy that had the sign? I'm not listening to Don and Mike.
I just want to say thank you very much, and you guys have been...
Hey, nice man.
How about this then? How about you give us some money?
I mean, let's really test your loyalty.
Oh, look, a $20 bill.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You got to come over here, sir. Hey, hold on, guys. Wait. What's your name, sir?
I'm Mike.
Jeff, where are you from?
I'm from, actually, originally, Soda.
Here's the $2, Jeff.
All right. And, Mike, you got to work your way back this way.
Okay.
The, all right. Stuff. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, you listen to me.
6.7, man.
There you go. There's $2. Thank you.
Hi there, sir. What's your name?
Will.
Where are you from, Will?
D.C.
$2, two American dollars for you.
Oh, you're the best.
Well, what's your name, ma'am?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you from?
McLean.
Wow. Will you show us your boobs?
No.
Oh. All right. Here's $2, though. I would have given you 20 if you had.
Thanks, Melissa.
I would have done it last time.
Take care.
We already stopped, but she didn't get to get out last time.
Oh, hi.
Stop.
We got a mom and a little girl. What's your girl's name?
Brooke.
Did we give you some money last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, hi, Brooke.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to get out.
Can you say, ooh.
You're not going to talk?
How old is Brooke?
She'll be 2 in April.
16 years until you can come down to our show.
God. That is weird.
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name's Matt, and this is Joey.
Hi, Joey. How old's Joey?
13 months.
Can we get Joey to say something? Hi, Joey. Yeah. Joey's not going to talk. Here's $2 for you, Matt.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Hey, what's your name, my friend?
James.
James, where are you from?
Arlington.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I picked you up in my truck one time in front of WABA. We went around the block together.
That's a long time, Mike.
Wow. How much are you going to give him, Don?
That's a $3 listener.
$3 listener.
Thank you. Stay sick,
my wife.
I found our first celebrity listener. Leonard Maltin is here.
Hi, Leonard. How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda.
Difficult question. You seem like a successful guy.
I work here in the mall. I sold Frida your Christmas present about 4 years ago.
What was the Christmas present?
It was a humidor.
Oh, a humidor.
Yes, do you remember that?
That would be, she bought it for me, not for Mike.
I'm Don. I'm Mike.
You're both Mikes.
Yeah, as far as you know, Don.
I bought it for you.
All right, I'm going to give you $1. Here you go.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, all right.
You're too well-dressed. Hey, let me give you some money to the Linens of the Week guy. Here's a working man. What's your name?
Donovan.
Donovan, you listen to the show all the time?
Every day.
Here you go. $2. Thank you.
I'm way back to work, Don.
All right,
we have an older listener here. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Bob from Annapolis.
So what brings... You used to be my neighbor? Over on St. Margaret's Road?
Right down the road, right from that church.
I'm going to give him $3 for being my neighbor.
You now, Jeff Gordon fan.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Scott.
Where are you from?
Elkridge.
You listen all the time? You swear to God?
Time.
You swear to Christ?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's $2 for you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
You look like you're in a cult with that hair and that tie. All right. Well, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Vienna.
$2 for you, Steve.
Robbie, we have the same birthday.
Hey, you have the same birthday as Rob. All right.
Happy birthday coming up.
Stalker.
June 6th, 1966.
What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Fairfax.
There you go, Bill. $2. $2. My next wish. I'm out of money, Mike.
I got my last $2. What's your name, ma'am?
Melanie.
Melanie, where are you from?
McLean.
Here you go, Melanie. Even though McLean people are wealthy.
Let me see. Who is this on the telephone?
It's Gail.
This is Gail?
Gail from Baltimore.
He wants me to talk to his girlfriend on the phone.
All right, go ahead.
Hello? Hi, is this Gail? Gail, hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show. Guess what? Is this your wife, your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Well, what's your first name, sir?
Bob.
Bob
from Annapolis.
Bob just touched me inappropriately. Everybody here, tell Gail, is Bob touching me inappropriately?
Yeah!
That's right.
Are you enjoying it, though?
No. There you go. There's the phone. All right.
Are we,
We're going.
We're going.
We're going.
Go!
Get on the tube!
Go! Run!
Get on the bus, everyone!
On the bus! Go!
On the bus, everyone, quickly now.
Go! Shut the door! Good going, Buzz. I mean, good going that you made it on the bus.
Thank you.
Very good. You know, but it's tough for Buzz to move like that.
I thought, one of these times I thought we were going to have to lose Buzz. Owen, you know what? Let's take a moment.
I got my insurance.
Let's take a moment to salute Fairfax County's finest who are out here giving us some traffic support.
Oh, you know, really, we appreciate that, guys. Thank you all very much.
The cops are out here giving us a hand. They knew that we were coming by, and a very nice officer is out here directing traffic for us today.
And as we go from stop to stop, of course, the caravan is going to be larger and larger. The crowd's bigger and bigger. The way this thing normally works is we've got a few hundred people the last place we stopped.
And now we're moving past Tyson's 2. We're moving past the mall.
It's Don. It's pandemonium out here in Northern Virginia.
I believe we're headed towards Route 7, right?
Yeah, we should probably head back towards the Beltway. I would imagine.
Yeah, we're coming up on International Drive, where we should take a left-hand turn back to Route 7, taking us right down to Route 495.
Yeah, he's gonna have to make a U-turn up here. And boy, you know what? All of a sudden, this is like the safest place in the world, because I see tons of cops.
Yeah, there's lots of law
everywhere. I mean, I see Fairfax County. I guess it would be Reston police that I see.
We have quite a caravan now, dozens of cars behind us.
Pretty amazing. You think they're all going to keep following, or are these satisfied people who have gotten their money are going to go away now?
Well, you know, Don, we hand out a certain amount of ones at each stop we go to, and when we stop, we simply run back onto the RV, and that causes the people to get a little frustrated, as you can plainly hear.
And incidentally, the $20 that was given to me by the guy who didn't want our money,
yes,
that will be if you show me your boobs, Lisa.
No thanks.
That will be for the first girl who gives us a flash today. $20 donated by that listener who didn't want our money.
Hey, did we ask that one lady with the tan that we gave the money to hop on the RV? No, I don't think we did. We've got to be more vigilant that way.
As she walked away, she said she'd do it for $20.
She'd
show her boobs or get on the RV.
Well, the thing is, you know what? What we have to do, and I'm not saying this to be Johnny Perverino.
Hi!
But with all the little kids around, they gotta come into the RV to show their boobs.
Yes.
Because we can't do that in front of the youngsters.
Let me give a shout out. Thank you, officer. All right, hold on, we're making a U-turn. Hold your drawers.
That's the instruction.
Hold your drawers.
Now this is gonna
Was that a legal U-turn you did?
Are we being pulled over?
There's a definite chance of that.
Yeah, we're being pulled over. Don't hit the cop car yet, Bill.
We are being pulled over now.
Obviously.
Here we are saluting the cops.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Now let's see what happens here.
Buzz.
Let's watch.
Swallow your weed.
You all got any money?
No, we don't have any money.
Do we have
all right, money? Now, we have to be, we're in a very delicate situation. Bill has just been pulled over by the police. We're going to find out what the problem is. It may have been a pesky illegal U-turn. Right, Bill? It's the U-turn, right?
U-turn.
Yeah.
Was there a no U-turn sign there?
There was. Oh. There was indeed, but that's okay. Bill made a mistake.
Oh, crap. I make it all the time.
Now, are the cops getting out of the car?
He's coming. All right.
Well, here he comes right now.
See,
we're going
to speak to the officer.
Now, we'll pull the microphones away if we have to, but hi, officer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the cop has explained, the Fairfax County's finest has explained to Bill that he made an illegal U-turn and did so when there was a red light. Don is getting out of the car right now to speak
officer,
to the officer.
The microphone.
Hi, I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, officer.
This man, he has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Hi, officer.
How you doing?
Hey,
you know what I need you to do? I need you to get up on the sidewalk so you don't get hit, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Get up on the sidewalk. I want to let you know that... we need the registration. All right. Nice meeting you, sir.
Thank you, officer. You're doing a fine job. We know we're causing a bit of an issue out here, and we're not trying to do anything but actually get out of Tyson's right now.
Mike,
and,
where are you at?
And get back onto the Beltway. I'm right here. I'm talking to the nice officer.
We're getting a ticket.
We are.
I sure am glad they provided a professional driver.
Bill, sorry about that, pal.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Bill, are they writing you a ticket, or are they letting you go?
Well, I didn't.
He doesn't know yet. They've given Bill's given him his driver's license and the registration, and it's the great wait that we all have while we wait for the officer to come back to the RV.
Hey, Mike, but you and I can actually get out and go see what the cops are doing out here on the sidewalk.
Yeah, as long as we stay on the sidewalk, we're fine. Step out of the home, Don.
Well,
he runs the place.
The cop didn't want me to get hit by a car. And, Mike, this has now turned into a major scene because we now have three of Fairfax County's finest pulled out here. Three cops.
We are trying to do our very best to actually cooperate with the authorities. And, of course, as soon as this matter can be taken care of, the better. And the Fairfax County authorities are being very understanding. However, they are running the plates of Bill. And if Bill has a criminal record, he will be arrested.
Where's Grid? All right, so
I think Bill may have a criminal record.
He used to be my driver.
So technically, what the charge is...
It's molestation, Doc.
As you can see, Mike, clearly there is a no U-turn sign.
Oh, you couldn't see it any more clearly, and Bill may have gotten away with it if he hadn't done it when the light was red.
Uh-oh. You might remember when he said, hold on to your seats.
Hold on to your seats.
Bill's hold on to your drawers.
He's been very cooperative with us.
Yeah, poor Bill.
He's doing a good job.
Well, and I hesitate. I know it's a bad move.
I tell you, as I look at this RV, I would pull it over on general principle.
My yeah, my God, it looks like a Cheech and Chong movie.
It does. I know it's always a bad move when you're getting a ticket to go back to the car and say to the cop, hey, is there anything we could do
right
to make this situation better?
You know, I'll tell you something this. After the amount of years this show has been on the air, with our new time slot and everything, though, this is an incredible turnout today. We are causing...
What do we have, more listeners or cops here today?
We've got... What we're causing is total pandemonium out here in Tyson's
Corner.
Now people
are finding you on the sidewalk.
Yes, of course. Now a guy is... You know, the...
Woodruckers to Tyson's, I cannot catch up with you guys.
Well, now you can catch up with us because, as you can see, the cops have pulled us over.
Now Christopher Reeve could catch up with us.
Oh, and there's nothing I like better than a lady in the... Oh, someone's going to have to come on the RV. Hold on, guys.
Straight down there.
Don, I believe somebody's going to have to step out of the RV.
Hold on, honey.
The lady cop?
Yeah.
No, here you are. You talking about this girl?
Yeah, right? I am. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kim.
Kim, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm from Fredericksburg.
Oh, great.
You listen to the show all the time?
All the time. All the time.
Show us your boobs for $20?
Yeah.
Step on the RV.
Not in front of the officer.
Come in the van.
Okay, we're getting out of the RV now.
Great.
Because Kim here is going to show us her boobs. This is Lisa.
Okay.
Now, you've got that $20 bill? All right, Lisa's going to get out of the way.
Okay,
all right, very good. All right, yes, absolutely. Oh, they are magnificent.
Thank you. Lisa, do you have the $20?
We need the $20.
Oh, do I have the $20?
You have the $20?
Yep. Yeah, I do it there.
There's
thank
your $20.
You.
That's
you
a lot
so
of money.
Much.
Maybe one more for free?
For free?
Yeah.
Why
all right, here we go.
Why not?
Oh, wow. Magnificent. Wow. Good job.
Hey, wait, did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hey, now, that was not...
That's going to cost.
That was not part of the deal.
You don't want eyeball.
You don't get any money now because you saw that girl's boob.
Oh, yeah?
You only have one
if
eyeball?
You weren't in the way. I just seen both of them.
Oh, you only have one eyeball?
Yeah. So no. I saw one...
He only saw one boo.
All right. Okay.
He only saw one boo. All right, Mike, maybe this is a good sign. One of the police officers have left.
You know, these guys say they're double parked and they want their money. Should we give them any money? Lisa, can we get some money for these guys, please?
All right. Yeah, and what did you see? As you describe what happened, here we go. We're going to give everybody some money. What did you see?
Your brainiac driver sat at a red light, waited for it to turn red, and then proceeded to make a U-turn in front of two cops.
All right, did you get your money, sir?
Yes, sir.
Here's a dollar for you.
Hey, oh, here's two more. Thanks for showing us your boobs.
Hi, what's your name?
John from Bethesda.
John from Bethesda. Here's your dollar. And I'm only giving out dollars because she gave me a very little amount to give out.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
It's Joe from Bethesda.
Joe, here. Take two.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. What's your name?
Chris from Warrington.
Chris, thank you.
All right, here's $2 for you, Chris.
I have a flag for you.
Oh, you have an American flag?
The flag for Fairfax Finest.
All right, thank you, my friend. Here's $2. And thanks for listening to the show.
All right,
thank you very much.
There's two.
There you go.
All right.
Thank
good day.
You. And hold on, here comes...
I have my lunch break, so I'm going to go now. But thanks, guys. You guys
okay.
Have been great.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for that. That was hold very on, nice of you.
It looks, hold on, Bill is... The cops are asking Bill now.
Oh, he's joking.
You, Bill, you scared me, man. The cops have asked Bill to get out of the vehicle.
Oh, Lord. Well,
and
oh, dear.
This is certainly an unexpected development.
Now, obviously, they want a little private time with Bill to discuss how the rest of this broadcast is going to go. I feel for Bill. Bill could not be a nicer guy.
You know, I don't think that their question with Bill is how the broadcast is going to go.
No, I mean, it's how he's going to drive.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking to him about.
Just let me say,
he could have been the father of one of the contestants in our Redneck Olympics yesterday.
I pray that they don't have a breathalyzer.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Bill is our driver.
Oh, stop it.
Let me just say,
I'm fine, officer.
We got to get him some gum or some certs or something.
Who are you? Who are you talking to me like that? F you.
Now, the cops are still, what they're doing now is they're with their hands, they're making hand signals like, you came up to the red light, you made the U-turn. Mike is waving the American flag that we've just been handed.
I just want everybody to know, especially the officers of the law, that I'm a super patriot.
We got a break?
Got a break.
We got a break, but we're right in the... Hold on.
We're going to find out. We'll get the results.
Resolution. We have a resolution.
Hi, Bill. We're going to find out what the deal is.
We got 60 days.
You what?
Only got 60 days.
What the cop let you go, or you have a ticket?
Well, we got a ticket.
Oh. We'll take care of that for you, Bill.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll pay you cash.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Thank you, officer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, officers.
Have a nice day.
This portion of the show.
Why are you thanking them for giving us a ticket?
Didn't give us a ticket.
Yeah, all right. I'm thanking them for being nice.
To who?
Let me just say, hey, cops.
Oh, no.
Charlie Broyhill. It's Charles Broyhill who's saying that we shouldn't say nice stuff
we
to
gotta
police
break.
Officers, okay? Charles Broyhill. I'm sure his name is in your computer.
Oh, it's a warning.
Did you hear that?
Thank you.
It's a warning, not a ticket. And
thank
come
you.
Here. Charlie, okay, right here.
Apologize.
Officer. Yeah, you apologize.
Apologize.
Get in your car. Move along.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, he didn't sound like he was kidding.
We got a break. This portion with us being pulled over by the cops brought to you by Subway. Seven subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Let's hit it, and we'll tell you where we... God damn.
Hit it and forget it.
There's only like 8 cop cars here. Let's break, hit the road, and we'll tell you where we are when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Maryland. Let me mention that our RV show is brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. The caravan behind us has grown. We are nearing triple digits in numbers of cars who are now following
us.
We
have had a car that has been next to the RV for the entire commercial break on my side.
He's been holding up
signs. One of them said, bring back Nick Joe. Another one said, bring back strip trivia. And then his last sign said, I have food for ye.
Well, we would be glad to bring back strip trivia if the girls would be willing to play. The offer still stands. The next time we make a stop, and our next stop will be in the state of Maryland.
Yes.
When we get there, extra money for girls who show us their tees.
Now the gentleman to the left of the RV.
Hey, hold on. That's
not safe.
That's not safe. Did you see that, Rob?
Yes.
The guy in the car next to us was driving with his knees.
Been focusing a camera on
him. No.
Don't do that.
Don't do stupid stuff like that.
Don't do that. Hello, hi, my friend.
Please be careful.
All the way with the NRA.
Boy, I tell you, we have quite the caravan in back of us on this beautiful Thursday.
All right, we're driving over the Potomac now. Joe, why don't you activate the phones? And, Mike, you want to throw some headphones on here.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to take some phone calls?
Yeah, what the hell. 202-432-1067 or 877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027. From New York. Mike, officially let me say, welcome to Maryland.
Harris and Glenn Denning, the governor, welcomes you.
Please drive gently.
Yeah, drive gently. All right, now we're officially in the state of Maryland. We are now we're not bi-coastal, we are multi-stating.
By state.
Statel.
By Statel.
I have to keep mentioning, as this gentleman holds up signs, that his latest sign is directed towards our own Buzz Burbank, and of course it says what he gets so often wherever he goes, got weed.
Hey, you know, Buzz, that last guy at the stop, before we were stopped by the cops.
You're right, that's the guy.
I think he really had weed for you.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, the guy with that.
His business. The guy with, like, all of his hair and a big mitten in back of his head.
That's the guy.
I think you could even smoke his beard.
It's been a long time since I've been around that, but I noticed the odor.
Yes,
the permeating odor. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, all right, we'll accept your fandom.
What did you say?
I said we'll accept him as a fan.
All right, hold on, let me just tell him.
Drive safely. No, you're drifting to the right. You're drifting to the right.
Tell him to get back to his security job at Dulles Airport.
Check his shoes.
I'm driving next to the guy, talking to him through a bullhorn, saying, honk your horn, and the guy's just giving me the thumbs up sign.
Might have been a language issue.
My guy on the left now has held up a sign that says golf with a question mark.
There you go. There's the honk. Okay, we're pulling up on a Nissan now. Let's see if they're listening to the show. Honk your horn! Honk!
Very good.
There you go. Thank you. We got that.
And he swerves out of control.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that because every time we ask someone to honk.
And this guy next to me with the signs, Lisa, is he the only one in the car?
Yeah, he's the only one in the car, and he's writing as he's driving.
Smart. Writing, driving, and then holding up signs on his passenger side. He is going to be killed.
We also, every time we've asked someone to honk, he swerve uncontrollably.
We are really causing. I can't wait till we get off the road.
Again.
He looks like he's playing Pac-Man.
All the guy's doing is honking his horn. Hi!
I'd like to mention that our driver, Bill, is obeying all local traffic signs. Yes, Buzz?
And he's being made very uncomfortable by the guy with the signs.
All right, the guy with the sign, all right, you've had your fun, now back off.
Please.
Back off, guy with the sign, right now or you will be arrested.
Please keep your car in your own lane.
Very good.
Eyes forward, retard!
Now, I don't think it helps yelling at them, boys.
Don't call. Well, we had this one guy on our side, Mike, who would not go past, forward, behind.
Honk your horn, sir!
People want to talk while we're going 60 miles an effing hour.
Bad.
I feel like the guy in American the Psycho. You know, don't just look at it, eat it.
And now, did we lose the guy with the signs? Good. Thank God for that.
He hit it above.
We're yelling at people to honk their horns, and instead, people are waving or almost pulling into the next lane.
Now, why is the Verizon guy? Yeah, of course, the telephone man. I knew he had his little flashing light going, and he wasn't doing anything.
No, of course not.
He was. Not working.
Hey, look at the upscale. Well, no, I take it back. I was going to say we have like Audis and Infinities following us.
Yes, we do.
we just on our side, Mike, passed a Pinto.
All right, now a major traffic move here. Where are we going? Don, I believe we are going on the 270 spur right now.
We want to bear to the left, and we want to get off. I think it's the first. We want to get off at Democracy Boulevard.
Ah.
What's going on?
I'm just waving at some dumbass.
Why? What?
Just a guy that's just swerving eight lanes across, just going, How are ye? You know, it's the technology that people are fascinated with.
Yeah, and I think also the delay has something to do with it. That
right.
People are not hearing us talk to them immediately as they drive past us.
Now, we may be getting off at an exit coming up soon. Charlie Broyhill, are we getting off at an exit anytime soon?
We are. We're taking the next exit.
The answer is yes. We are going to be getting off in just a few moments here. I think, is it now? Democracy Boulevard. We are getting off at Democracy Boulevard.
Quarter mile. Joe, punch up a phone. Let's have a telephone call here. Hello. Talking to us live from the RV. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How does the broadcast sound, sir?
This is James. I wrote into y'all about the Las Vegas style show at your house contest.
Yes, James.
I'm the one who wanted to kick you out of the button, and I thought you'd say too.
I lost that.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm the one who wanted to kick your butt in NFL 2K2.
Yes, hi, James.
Yeah, we just missed you guys at Tyson's Corner Mall. Y'all going to be swinging back through here on your way back?
We may be.
You never know where we're going to go in the fabulous Grey Goose. How are you enjoying the show, James?
Oh, it's great. I've been a long-time listener of you guys since the WAVA days.
Now, James, how come you're not in the caravan? We got like 100 cars following us now.
Oh, unfortunately, I had to work, and I had to take my lunch hour just to go up there and try to catch you guys.
Oh, okay. We do appreciate it. Thank you, James.
Hey, I got a girl for you to rate on the fly, guys.
Okay, on the fly, go ahead. Who is it?
You guys missed the hottest girl when y'all were doing it. What about Laura?
Laura?
Lower your head on these nuts.
Oh, damn. God. You know, we can't avoid those calls even when we're in an RV.
You're in a car. You've been following us on the road, and you still pull that crap.
A point of order. There are still cars stopped on the exit trying to follow us in the caravan.
Oh, my God. We have a caravan like you would not believe. We're going to need to go to the parking lot that has the most room for people to pull in because this is amazing.
I would think that might be...
Top floor?
I don't know. What's
top floor next to Nordstrom's?
But yeah, what's the worst store in this mall? What's the store that would have the least amount of cars?
Well, I'm looking at the... they've got a lot of pennies.
Rob.
Simply a guess.
Speak for yourself, Rob.
Yeah, I love pennies.
Hey, there's a homeless dude. Oh, we should have given him some money.
Yeah.
And we should have. Well,
absolutely.
Too bad. Let me give him some advice.
Get a job, you worthless piece of garbage.
Oh, my.
This is America, the greatest nation in the world. Get a bath, you piece of ass.
See, you've given him a hand, not a handout.
There you go.
You give him some words of inspiration.
You know what? I think right here...
You think we can go right up to that top level up there?
Yeah. Except, you know what?
What?
We're going to have a problem getting under... This thing is 14 feet high. We're going to have a problem with the overhang.
Why? The overhang says it's 12 feet.
Right.
What's the problem?
The van. The RV's 14 feet high, Mike.
Oh, well, that's all right.
We'll clip off 2 feet off the top of the van.
Well, I mean, it's got a real high ceiling. We still have plenty of room.
Hunker down.
All right, let's...
Is everybody at the GD Mall today?
Yes.
Well, I think
everybody's... Why?
I think everybody's at the GD Mall every day. You just never go because you're doing a show during the day. These are all the people who, like us, who used to go to shop during the day.
Yeah, that's right.
When we did the afternoon show...
I would spend hours before the show buying pretty things.
We were the people. And look at this. Look at this traffic mess that we've brought with
us. We have really caused pandemonium. But I like this game plan of circling the mall until we find a spot. I think this works very well. I think it's going to work quite nicely.
It's like the Macy's parade.
Oh, I tell you, those Girl Scouts cookies have given me gas. I apologize to everybody in the home. What doesn't give me gas makes me stronger.
Attaboy, Michael.
Thank you, Robbie.
We still have... We have not found a safe place to park as we are driving around Montgomery Mall.
But I'll tell you, the speed with which the home is moving right now is allowing our caravan to get off of the beltway. To get off the 270 spur. That's how many people are in back of us right now.
I don't know. Maybe, Rob, if you said it before, but I think right now at the speed we're going, seriously, Christopher Reeve, you could push him out of his wheelchair.
Right.
And he could crawl faster than Bill is driving this
car. Now, wait a minute. We might have a ramp here that we could...
Let's see
what the height is.
Bill wants to stay...
Can't do it.
Clearance 6.5 feet. Well, that would only take off half the home.
Hold on, we're going to figure out. How about? Is there an open?
Oh wait, yes, there is.
Go to Sears. School bus.
Go over by the school bus.
Go to Sears.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely perfect.
Follow us to Sears.
Fantastic. We have open space.
Beautiful.
Good.
All right, let's run out. Now, Rob...
Actually, if you took a right, you have more room. Take a right, Jim. Bill, take a right. You got more room over there.
There's a car to the right, Mike.
Oh, there is?
There's a car.
Well, tell the dumbass to get out of the way.
Please get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Bill, there's plenty of room over there. That's a great place.
Chaos.
God, these people that get up along the side of the...
Chaos.
I'm not giving you any money, you dumbass.
Mike.
Chaos. Sorry.
Mike. Charlie, won't you please let Mike drink?
He's not a courier.
That's the kind of stuff that gets people
killed, and now I'm shaking around the RV.
All right, now...
Where is that guy? I want a piece of him.
I know that this has to be a quick break. Right, Rob?
Yeah, we can only do this a few minutes.
Hey, you in the white car. Others! All right, let's make this a fast, free money stop. Here we go. We're in the parking lot of Montgomery Mall by Sears. We're thanking everybody for listening to the show. Thank you for the great ratings. Come on, run up This is going to be a fast stop. Hi, what's your name?
David, Kent Island.
Dave, here you go. Here's $2. Thanks for listening.
Hi. Hi, sir. What's your name?
Dave from Annapolis.
Damn. Dave from Annapolis, a Annapolitan.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Adam Tyson.
Adam, how long have you listened?
Says WAVA Zoo.
There you go. Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, you're the guy that I was yelling at before.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of here.
Here's $2.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Hold on, Mike. We got a firefighter here.
Hi, it's Clark. I was one that hung Rabe from the roof.
Oh, when we did Rabe as a human pinata.
Sign my helmet?
I'd be glad to sign your
firefighter. Here's $5 for you because you're a firefighter.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
If you'll sign his helmet, please, I'll grab someone else in the crowd. What's your name?
Jacko.
How long have you listened to the show?
Since I was in elementary school and you're on AVA.
There's $2. Thank you. What's your name?
Jesse from Chantilly.
Jesse, $2. Thank you for listening.
What's your name, sir?
Frank from D.C.
Frank from D.C.
Promise, sir, if you want to say, when I sign your breast, you can't say the words you said.
Can you sign my breast?
No, I'm not going to sign your breast.
Hi, what's your name, sir? What is it?
Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah. All right, Kelly, $2 for you.
Gum. Hey. Well, hi, what's your name?
Jason Williams.
Jason, where are you from?
Atlanta.
How long have you listened to our show?
About 4 or 5 years.
There you go. There's $2. Thanks.
Gracias.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what's your baby's name?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear me? Yes, Rob, it's always about that. $2 for you.
Hi, what's your name?
Walt.
Where are you from?
D.C.
How long you listen?
10 years.
10 years? You're a $3 listener.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, how old are you?
19.
19 years old. How long have you been listening?
2 years.
2 years. Here's $2 for each year.
$1.
No, I like the kid. He's a good boy.
Here's a Verizon guy. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi. Jeff, how long have you been listening?
For about 3 years.
Just $2. Thanks for listening. What's your name?
When do you go back to Amish country?
Kev, how long have you been listening?
About 10 years.
Beautiful. Here's $3. Thank you for listening.
Hey, don't forget to buy the pool guys. Pool company.
There's your plug. All right, are you the guy that was driving with the sign?
Yes, sir.
You know, you're flipping out our van driver by writing these
signs. You're going to be killed.
I apologize.
I have food for ye.
All right, he brought snacks.
Oh, good. Put those in the home.
All
right. Hi, sir.
Nice meeting you.
What's your name?
I'm Joe.
Joe, $2 for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck, how long have you been listening?
About 8 years.
8 years, you're a $3 man. There you go.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
You.
Jeff Capitals fan, $3 for that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did we give him money?
Yeah, I'm putting
all right, let me give
the mini airline bottles of Grey Goose you just gave me into my pocket.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry, where are you from?
From Burke, Virginia.
Burke, Virginia. Followed us over the state line.
Yeah, I did.
Get out of here before they kill you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Melinda.
Melinda, where are you from?
Brockville.
How long have you listened?
A few years,
you're $2.
How old are you, Melinda?
21.
You sure? If I need to prove that? Or step out of the home.
You want to step into the home? Sure, sure.
All right,
money?
All right.
Okay, great.
Excuse me, we'll be right back.
Hold on.
Go into the home.
Give us a second.
All right, we have to actually.
We'll be right
go
back.
Ahead, please.
Oh, your sister's here too?
Oh, bring that. Is your sister 21 also?
Your
all right,
sister?
Bring the sister on 24.
Sister.
Come on.
We get to see both right. sisters' boobs.
Right. Very good.
This is a great development.
All right. No, they don't have to see. No, not at all.
It's real nice.
All right, here we go.
Let's get both sisters in here.
Is Rob coming on? Rob's coming on. There's Rob.
Girls, what's your first name?
Melinda.
And you are?
Jessica.
Okay,
okay, ready? One. Are you going to do it simultaneously? One, two, three. Oh, yes. Oh, you're not doing that. Well, it was worth it to see your
other sister.
Listen,
thank you very much.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I gave her like 5 there.
10.
Very good. Thank you very much. Oh, do we need another?
Do you want more? Okay, why? 1, 2, 3, 4. Five.
All right, thank you, ladies.
$20 for the boobs.
Thank you all very much.
Wow, you're beautiful.
Take care of yourself.
Beautiful girl. Nice boobs. What?
Hi. I've been listening since
she wants to
when Bar was born.
She wants to step out of the home.
Come on in. All right, come on in.
Back in the home.
Hey, you know what?
Okay.
You know what we're going to have to do is...
Hi, how are you?
We got to crack some more money, Mike, because...
Oh, we need more money.
More money because we got more boobs here.
Right, no, you got it. Now, not that way. There we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right, there we go. She's got something written on there.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
With cigarette in mouth.
Is it all right?
There we go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
What do you think of this, Bill?
Can we 11. Do this century?
There's five more makes
17, 18, 19,
and 20. Thank 20. You, honey.
Now, when you step off the home, hands up in the air, big celebration like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Okay,
there she goes. She did
we
it.
Gotta fly. See you at the next stop.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.
Very exciting.
Move on.
Move along.
Everybody.
Let's move on. Is everybody
it's
in the van?
It's gonna be tough to get. How many cars? Jesus. Look at this.
Lovely flowers.
All right, we have a limousine. Someone brought a limousine. Hey, that's not bad.
Who the hell is following us in a limousine?
All right.
Stretch.
All right. Let's thanks again. Thanks again to Subway for making this broadcast possible. Subway, seven subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We are in the state of Maryland. We are in the Grey Goose, the RV.
I don't want to alert the people at Verizon that might be an upper-level management, but this looks like one of your parking lots here.
We are on our way to a new location, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is Jaka? Where is Jaka? Where is Jaka? Dormez-du? Where is Lapa? Where is Lapa? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Where is Don? Where is Don? Here I am. Here I am. Where is Ron? Where is Ron? Oh, my dude, don't my dude. Where is Mike? Where is Mike? Here I am. Here I am. Where is Don? Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Where is Jeff? Here we are, here we are. This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. Here we are, here we are. Where is Buzz? Where is Buzz? Here I am, here I am. Where is Charlie? Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyer, Charlie Boyer. Where is Robbie? Where is Robbie? Here I am, here I am. Don't me with it. The Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7, 11-3.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Well, no, I
got
to hear a bumper now.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thanks, Joe, and we're back inside the RV. We're in the state of Maryland. We are doing the show today to say thank you, D.C., for the great number one ratings, even on our new time slot. You know, you guys have been great at us to give us number one ratings. We are the morning zoo, then our afternoon show was number one for 10 years. Now our midday show is number one.
And I tell you something, we are leading a caravan the likes of which has never been seen in Washington, D.C., as hundreds of people are tagging along as we hand out our cash.
I don't know if it's the fact that there's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands in the middle of the day, but
that might have something to do with it.
I know that when we originally did this 10 years ago, when we got our first number one rating in the afternoon, there's that the thought that there's more people listening in the afternoon. But we got a lot more people following us around today than we did 10 years ago.
We do indeed. And I tell you, it is amazing to watch everywhere we go. Unfortunately for some of these parking lots, it is instant paralysis when we pull into a parking lot because there are so many cars, on the side of us, in back of us, everywhere you go, that it's nuts. It's completely crazy. Hi, sir.
Who are you waving at there?
Some dumbass.
moment on Mike. Come on.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I don't mean to say that. I mean that lovingly, Don. I want to make that very clear. The people that pull up alongside of the RV, I mean that only the... Hi.
It's Homo Joe, the dumbass.
It's Homo Joe.
Let me get a plug in here. The show today brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less.
You haven't lived.
Subway. Eat fresh.
You haven't lived until you've been waved at like that, Homo Joe. Homo Joe just was throwing his arms up in the air.
He's no dumbass. Now, don't you feel bad.
I do.
Hey, dumbass. And
sorry.
There he is. Homo Joe coming out of the car, much like a penis coming out of the sunroof.
Wow.
Big ball.
You can paint a picture.
And his hand just came through the roof there, a hand that has touched so many men. He blew you a kiss. Oh, my gosh.
Shut the window.
We're in Rockville, Maryland. That's where we are right now.
Classic Rockville, Maryland.
We're coming down past Tilden Lane, and I believe we are heading over. Charlie, we heading over to another shopping mall?
White Flint Mall.
And incidentally, that is Rob's favorite mall.
Yes.
Because only white people are allowed to shop there.
Absolutely.
Right. If you're wondering how we're doing on the money, we've gone through a large amount of the money that we've brought already.
We have cash and something to do with the $20 increments that have been spent on the women.
Well spent.
But we've decided that we are going into our own pockets to make sure that we have enough money to get us through the broadcast.
Hey, this is a beautiful apartment complex we're coming by. I noticed those now. I'm not kidding.
I know, but...
And that's why you're laughing so heartily. Because you know how serious I am. See the one right up there? That's me.
I thought you settled on one already.
I put a $50 deposit down. I can always eat that.
Sure.
I'm the golden boy. You know, if there's somebody else that makes me a better offer, I'll move to where they would like me to be. That's my offer to all the apartment owners there.
Are you going
to
trade out the apartment?
If they have a penthouse that they'd like to have Mike O'Mara live in, he's willing to listen to their offers.
And
now you're speaking of yourself in third person.
Mike O'Mara would love to live in any apartment complex where the ownership and management would like him to live. They just have to show him how much they want him.
Here's a beggar.
Being as we've taken this bass-ackwards way... Oh, hold on. There's a homeless dude.
You know, this time we ought to be nice. We ought to give him money.
Hold on a second.
It's too late.
Too late. We can't open windows on that side.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. I have no patience for the homeless.
I know you don't.
I have no patience for the homeless. I really don't.
Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
All right, that's it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're moving.
Right.
Move. You're Satan's
hand. Learn to fish, you dumbass.
Rob has just been moved. Rob is enabling your hate, Don, and I will not allow it.
Here we are. Oh, here's another. Mike, there's another one.
Here's a bomb.
No. Rob?
Fellow?
Rob, stop it. Stop. Yeah, give him $100.
No. Don't give the homeless guy $100.
It's too late. We went by. All right, Rob, move out of my seat again.
Homeless guy. Stop it.
Easy to walk, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, something just blew into my eye.
McDonald's is hiring, dumbass.
There we go. Oh, my. Don't fall out the door. Such hatred. Such hatred I do not approve of.
Let me give you some nail clippers.
I do not approve of nail clippers. Maybe the next time we do this. Maybe the next time. Yes, well, perhaps not having a home and not having a job would account for his poor hygiene.
Lazy ass.
Oh, my God.
In front of White Flint Mall with a sign.
Oh, my.
Please. You know, I don't want to see the homeless at the upscale mall.
Oh, I know. Sorry if they get in your way.
Where would you prefer?
In the ghettos.
Never have I seen a greater display of sensitivity in my life.
And his mama cries.
Stop it, Rob.
You are egging him on.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
sitting
not.
Across from you. This is what I hate.
This is what I love.
I know.
Mike, this is the way Rob and I talk all the time.
I know. Your total disdain for your fellow man.
No.
Especially the more down and out they are, the more you guys hate them.
Christ.
Now, wait a minute. Where are people going to go in here?
Saks Fifth Avenue. What the F is a homeless guy going to get at Saks Fifth Avenue?
He's probably going to get a nice $20 bill.
Get a nice...
From a sympathetic news jockey.
I'm going to call the cops on you.
Stop it. He can't even hear me. He's way up by the lights.
There are a lot of people in this mall. This is very difficult.
Okay, you know what?
We're going to pull up. I see a place where we can hang.
Yep, we're going right up by the main sign where it says White Cliff Mall.
Where we can hang.
Outside of Dave and Buster's.
That's where we are, right in front of Dave and Buster's and Borders, books.
I love that place, Dave and Buster's.
Now, the deal is that because we've gone through residential areas and lots of stoplights and stuff.
Have we lost some of our throng?
I think a lot of the people have gotten left behind us.
I hate to say good, but it's good to thin out the crowd once in a while.
So let's jump out and make this a quick one.
I agree.
Rob, I'm gonna kill you. And whatever you do, let's make sure.
All right, here we go.
Guy.
We're back outside the home.
Listen to the show.
What's that? What?
Homeless guys don't listen to the show. They don't have radios.
Well, they go by the cars that are, you know, going by.
Hi, what's your name? What's your name, guys?
I'm Victor.
I'm Andy.
Hey,
this guy was on your show before. He won your Harry's Ass contest many, many years ago.
Oh, here you go. $2.
How about thanks for a razor?
What's your name?
What's up, man? I'm Jason from Alexandria.
Jason, how long have you been listening?
Been listening about 10 years.
Don, a guy has asked me very sympathetically if I need a good real estate agent, which I don't. Can I see? Let me see those $2 for a second, because I'm going to give you more. Here you go. Here's your card. Okay. Get the fuck. Oh.
Hey.
Here's your $2. I'll give it back.
Hold on. Montgomery County. What do you do for Montgomery County?
Telephone technician.
Oh, great. How long have you been listening?
About 7 years.
There you go. Enjoy your $2. Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you going to come onto the home and show us your boobs?
I don't think so. Not
okay. $2 for you.
That's too bad. She's.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. You're very lovely.
Hi. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, how long you listen?
About 2 years.
Well, $1. That's all.
I'm completely out of gas trying to follow you guys around, man.
Oh, there's another dollar. All right.
Gas is cheaper than ever.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Nate.
How long have you been listening?
4 years.
Thank you. Here's $2. Thank you very much, my friend.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
That's Seth.
And where are you from?
Rockville.
$2 for you. How long have you been listening?
About 8 years old.
I'll give you three.
$1, $2, $3. Hey, dude, what's your name?
My name's Mark. I drove all the way down from York.
Mark, this guy, he has his driver's license, Mike. I won't say your last name, but he drove from York, Pennsylvania.
Give him $5.
Two, three, four.
You guys are awesome.
$5.
Finally caught up to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. What's your name, son?
My name's Chris.
How old are you?
26.
How long have you been listening?
94.
94, $3 for that.
Are you homeless?
No.
All right, you just look it. Hey, what's your name?
John.
John, where are you from?
Rockville.
How long have you been listening?
Oh, about 5 years.
About 5 years? Here's $2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now I got our first double dipper.
No,
you're our first. Yes, I've seen you before. I've seen him before. Who's seen him before?
I saw him, Mike.
He's from. Get out of here.
Get out of there. Double dipping.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mike. We got to find this out. The stretch limo is here.
Yeah. We got to find out.
Who's in the limo?
Are you the driver?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody's in there.
You're just following us around today. You don't have a fare, so you're following us around.
I can hack a little bit.
You can hack a little bit?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think that means you can like pick people up like a taxi driver.
Anybody, how much will you charge for people who ride in there in your limo?
It's all tips.
Would you let all these people get into your limo, ride in your limo, ride around the parking lot?
You know it.
All right.
Everybody get in.
Everybody get into his limo.
All of our listeners. Now, listen, hold on.
Can you hear us back there?
Though, from you guys.
Okay.
No trash in this guy's limo. No
liquor?
No drinking the liquor.
Hey, hold on a second, Don. We got a guy over here. Oh, it's Rob's brother. Who, you know what? I didn't know it was you. It was a good question before I saw your face. It has been requested that Rob and I do the Sacramento dance.
Oh, please do.
All right. Ready? One, two. Two, three.
There you go.
There you go. It's that simple.
All right, everybody.
It's that simple.
First time. Let's see.
On three.
We are going to get as many listeners as we can into
hop
this
in
this nice limo.
Knock yourselves out.
Follow us around. Now,
go ahead.
Please behave yourselves in here.
Behave. Don't drink any of the booze.
I don't know. I'll give you a count as soon as. And that's it. We got to cut it off there.
All right, very good.
One, two. Count off. How many?
One.
How many? Count them up. How many?
One, two.
One girl and like seven guys. Eight people.
Eight people in the limo.
All right. Do you feel safe in there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Very good.
There you go.
How you doing?
Limo guy. What's your limo company?
Carrie.
What's you want to give your limo company?
Yeah, Carrie Limousine.
Carrie Limousine. Is Carrie Limousine the limo company that'll always give Don and Mike a free evening?
Can't say for that, but it's
get out of his limo.
Largest in the world.
All right, the largest in the world.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks for nothing.
All right, well, don't say thanks for nothing. He put a bunch of our listeners in that limo.
I am a single man looking for a limo ride.
Oh, tell us something we don't know.
Very good. Now, look at these timid people over here. They're running away. Look at them run away.
There they go.
$20 offer.
What?
Make them a $20 offer.
Girls, do you listen to our show? Do you listen to, or are you just like the snobs who shop at White Flip?
Shop here either.
You don't? Hi, what's your name?
Jeanette.
And you are?
Larissa.
Are you with that guy?
No.
Oh, you're not. Well, why did you tell us to ask them?
Because you want to see their breasts. Oh. Yes, all right, very good. No problem.
Hey, what's your name?
Adam Cook.
Nice. Adam. Hi, nice to meet you. How long have you been listening?
Forever, man. All right, WAVA days.
Here's $3.
All right, very good. Sir, how are you?
Autograph.
You want an autograph?
Yes,
we don't have a pen, but I'll give you $2, all right?
All right, here's the guy. Here's
some unopened packages of Altoids for your trip there.
Oh, unopened Altoids?
Thank you very much.
They're fresh.
$2, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Guy wants a cheap plug. Go ahead, sir.
For Marine Connection in Landover, Maryland.
The Marine Connection in Landover, and I'll give you $2.
All right.
What was that?
Custom towing. Tow truck drivers.
Now everybody's getting their plug.
Hold on. Here, $2. Thank you.
I already got it.
Hold on. What's your name? You're the Chipperillo guy.
Andy,
here you go. Like, this is the guy that I was screaming at in the car during the commercial break. What? Pardon me?
Please.
Can we have some money? We just ran all the way across from the other street.
Here's
$2
for you. We have to get
some
money.
We're running. We're going to come
and
see
you. And you got $2 for this guy?
No. He said, give him 50. He'll show you his unit.
Yeah. No, but you could come on the bus and show us yours for 20.
Oh. My unit?
No, your boobs.
$20.
It's 20 bucks.
5 seconds. Offer expires. Four.
Oh, should I do
three,
it, Todd?
Do it.
Two.
No.
No! Sorry, hold on. Lady with a baby, Mike.
Hi there.
We love you. Thank you
love
for
you.
Listening.
Thanks for listening.
So much.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Judy.
What's the baby's name?
Liam.
Liam, how long have you been listening to our show?
16 years.
Oh, Christ, Mike. It's a mom with a baby.
And I'll show you my breasts. They're filled with milk.
Oh. You know what? I'll pass on that one. I'll pass on that one. There you go. We got to run.
See you later.
We got to run off to the next location. Run, run, run!
Oh,
run, run! Mike, I want you to know something.
I'll show you my breasts. They're full of milk.
It's only out of deference to you that I didn't invite her in.
Thank you, Don. Don, I owe you. I know you wanted to.
Because, God, nothing turns me on more.
I'll show you my breasts.
Pretty lady.
Turns me on more. Gross.
No, it was just the whole concept of that.
Gross to one man is erotic to another. Hey, she had just squeezed that baby out. Those melons were ripe with her juice.
There's your M.
What?
Now, meanwhile, the people are still in the limo.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to follow us, I think. That guy's very brave. Here's some money I have left over. You pass that to Lisa. That guy's very brave to let a bunch of our DA listeners into his limo. Sure.
This is going swimmingly well.
Stupid. Okay, on to the next location. I want to thank Farish of Manassas for supplying us with the RV, the Grey Goose we are using today.
I'd like to thank Bill, our driver, who is doing a fantastic job today.
And, of course, we want to thank Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Carlos Broyhill, any idea where we're going next?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. All right, you know what, then? Why don't we just head down Rockville Pike? No? All right, let's head the other way, then. Towards Bethesda Silver Spring.
Bethesda Silver Spring. Look for us. We're coming there next.
We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And the Don and Mike Show today brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We're in the RV.
We are now on the way to the emergency room because someone in our crew had a fall.
A nasty fall.
I will just tell those of you who are wondering where we are coming up. We've just passed Rockville Pike. We're coming up on Wisconsin Avenue. I really don't know where we're going.
We have an undisclosed destination. We're going to basically stop where it looks good to stop.
But literally, the caravan is now farther than the eye can see.
Yeah, we've got, I think a Montgomery County police officer came by and said something like a 3-mile caravan of cars is following us now.
During the commercial break, much consternation on the home as... as we were all sitting here chatting, Buzz ducked into the restroom that is built into the RV.
And oh, my God.
We heard a crushing thud.
And crash.
And
Buzz, a violent crash.
Is Buzz's microphone on, Mike Friedman?
Just barely. I think the battery may be weak. I'm not sure.
Well, we can describe this.
I'm good.
Hold on. No. Rob, give Buzz your mic for a second.
All right.
Well, you know, that's no better.
No, there's something we may be in need of, like, battery replacement.
I think so. Mine appears to be okay. How about we get some batteries for these mics?
Mine's kind of going haywire, and I think both Rob's and Buzz's are crapped out.
Well, what an unfortunate situation this is, that I'm the only one with a microphone that's operating. Hey. Hi, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, honk your horn.
That was a black man showing us his left breast.
What happened was during the commercial break, Buzz went back to...
Thank you, my friend. Don't support the homeless.
What happened was... Mike, come on. Come on, Mike. Don't shake your head at me.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Tell him to get a freaking job. During the break, Buzz was in there taking a leak.
Getting ready to.
Oh, there you go. Buzz's mic is back at full power. And Buzz is in there taking a leak, and all of a sudden, boom, we hear a violent crash.
Boom.
And as it turns out, we thought it was like a piece of equipment that had fallen.
Yeah. It was so loud we really all... Yeah. We all jumped.
And when Buzz came out, we all said,
yeah.
Buzz, are you okay in there?
And we heard from behind the door, you
I'm
know.
Fine.
Oh, my word.
I'm okay.
Buzz, why don't you go in the bathroom now?
All right.
Go in the bathroom now, and perhaps right. we can recreate
yes.
what we know, not
yeah,
the sound, but what we were saying as Buzz was
okay.
falling.
All right.
So Buzz is in the bathroom.
Yes.
And now, Buzz, now you've fallen. So now, at this point, Buzz can't hear us.
Right, and we're talking about him.
We're laughing.
I could hear you. I was answering you.
No, but did you hear us when we were laughing at you?
Well, that's just assumed.
Because it sounded like a cabinet door or something had fallen off.
It sounded like a 36-inch television.
No, I'm standing here getting ready to do my business, and Bill has to stop suddenly, and I go, you know, falling backward. I think I'm going to fall against a wall, which would be fine.
Were your eyes burned by the arc of urine?
No, fortunately, I haven't started my business yet.
Oh, that's
but,
good.
But it's like that old bully trick where a guy kneels behind you and you get pushed over him.
Right.
Yeah, I fell over the back of the bathtub.
Very good.
And you fell into the shower, right?
Right, yes, I did. Ass first.
But you're okay now.
I'm fine.
No, Buzz, that
Buzz
one.
Is fine. There you go. Everybody got your microphones?
All right,
okay, we're all
good.
Set.
They're changing.
We're now in traffic.
Hello?
Yes.
You know, there's lots of people out driving at this hour of
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, a lot of people are driving.
In the herd. In the herd. Rent a plan of homeless.
Oh, no.
In the herd.
You know, the more I've got to stop. Because the more I protest, the worse it's going to get.
I don't even see any homeless people.
This has become an issue-driven show.
Yes, it has. Yes, it's nice to know where some of us line up.
Right.
In the herd. You hateful bastards.
In the herd!
Oh my God.
In the herd!
Oh my God.
Good people of Montgomery County, Sir Speedy! In the herd!
Oh God. What does that mean, Lisa? What that means is let's get away. Let's get the homeless people out of our world. Thin the herd.
Survival of the fittest.
Dog eat dog, if you
it's
will.
It's a dog eat dog world.
We're passing, what are we passing now? NIH, National Institute of Health? You know, we might be able to duck in NIH somewhere.
I have a wing.
Absolutely.
I have a wing here.
I don't think you can.
You don't think we can pull an NIH?
Parking permits or pay.
Oh, you have to have a parking permit.
Well, what if we tell them we have Buzz? Yeah, Buzz is right, though.
That's right.
What if, like, we just say, hey, look, it's Buzz, and immediately all the doors open up?
They have a wing named after me.
Oh, NIH? Buzz Burbank? Come on in.
My God.
This spot reserved for newsman.
Buzz, seriously, how are you feeling? Do you have any pain?
I couldn't be better.
A broken coccyx, perhaps?
No, my coccyx is fine.
Is the bone showing through?
It's never been stronger.
Well, the bones do get brittle, Rob.
This sucks on ice, the fact that we're stuck in traffic now.
Well, welcome to Washington, D.C. A gentleman was holding up a sign.
Some people have already figured out the route that we're on, and they're waiting for us. So now, not only do we have 3 miles of cars behind us, we have people who are waiting ahead of us now.
Yeah, and the overall traffic that's beginning to thicken in the Washington, D.C. I think it begins to thicken at about midnight and goes through to midnight.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we're just going to look for the first available spot to pull over and give away money. We're still... Oh, Christ, this traffic on 355 will not move. We're not going to make this light.
I'd like to point out that Charlie Broyhill, never one to be without his variety of snacks, has brought his bag full of goodies. What are you enjoying today, Charlie Broyhill?
This will be a plum.
He's enjoying a plum. What else is in your bag?
Wow. I wanted to make sure Bill knew that when a yellow light happens...
So hurry up.
Hurry up.
Charlie Broyhill has a Chex morning mix and a lot of fruit. He's eating very healthy and oatmeal. You having a little problem with your colon, Charlie?
Not yet.
We're sitting at a stoplight. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where is...
In the herd!
National Institute
of LAX. In the herd!
Hey, where we get the football?
Where can we Buzz possibly...
Buzz never travels without a football.
Where can we possibly stop?
Well, we're coming up on some cluster of buildings. There's got to be something.
Yeah, we're coming into a little area where there's probably going to be some parking.
Oh,
you know what? We're coming into... Are we coming into Bethesda?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem parking in that town.
You know,
well,
you know what we may have to do? We may actually have to... How about this for a thought? We can't. I was going to say we get out of the van and let the van just drive around and come pick us up, but we got to be inside the van to broadcast.
Yeah,
nearby the van to broadcast.
That's where our receiver is. It's I tell you, being in the right lane, though, going 4 miles per hour, is frustrating.
How about we just double park? Well, no, that'd piss somebody off.
Yeah, on this main drag at this hour, they wouldn't have that.
That's true. That would slow traffic down.
Like, it's not slow already. I got you, Ed. I realize what you were saying. You know, really, let me just say something. And I'm noticing as we drive along here.
Does the National Institute of Health really need all this space? Thank you, police officers.
Yes, they do.
It's like 12 blocks.
Don, we are now coming up to the sign that says, Willkommen to Bethesda.
Bethesda. Yeah.
NIH. Send the herd. Send the herd. Pull the plug.
We are pulling onto Woodmont Avenue.
If perhaps...
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Quiet, hospital zone.
Quiet.
Wow.
It doesn't really say that, does it?
No, I was just noticing that we're on the grounds of a hospital.
Of a hospital.
Now, I think we're actually going to... Well, no.
Anyone over 60 gets pulled.
Hey, Bill, hit the gas pedal. Come on, let's go, buddy.
Here we go. We're going up a hill now, Mike.
Wicked pickup.
All right, let's just stop at the first place we could possibly see.
Trying to find some parking around here.
We shouldn't have gotten off the major roads.
Yeah.
This is a big mistake.
We're coming up.
You know what?
I think maybe like River Road maybe, or what?
Wisconsin Avenue is going to be up ahead.
Well, we're paralleling that, aren't we?
Why don't we just stop? I mean, why don't we just stop at a light?
I think we might be able to take a right-hand turn and stop.
Why don't we just stop somewhere and just jump out for 3 minutes?
All we need is just one area for the rig to pull over. And I'm looking down there.
What about right here?
Right down there would have been okay.
Or just how about right here?
Take your next right there.
What about right here? I mean, I realize we're in a lane of traffic, but what the F? Anybody? Anybody got any ideas?
I think the silence would indicate that plan might not be happening.
Okay, well, my only other plan is to lean out the window and keep yelling, thin the herd.
Good backup.
So I think we're getting a little bit thinner down here. I think if we could pull over.
Hold it, here's the lane.
There is not an inch of space around here.
Thin the herd!
There you go.
Thin the herd!
She just put her head down
and
walked
past. Is that a spot? This is it.
Okay.
Here we are.
We got it.
Very good.
Right here, the Cottonwood Cafe.
All right. We're in Bethesda. We're somewhere off Wisconsin Avenue. You need money, Mike?
Well, Lisa's got it. I'm just putting my shade, my cool shades on.
All right. I got some.
We're mopping it up.
What was that?
I said they're real cool.
Hey, F you.
Okay. Ass.
I think they're very cool. I think they're unbelievably cool.
Here we go. Now let's see.
Now, Don, how far back to the RV can we go?
I think.
All right, here we go. Here's a guy.
Hey, hi.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name is Albert, Stafford, Virginia.
Albert, here's $2 for you.
Albert. Right. Thank you for listening, Albert. Thank you. Hold on, Mike. People are finding us here. Hi
there. Hi, sir.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Donnie from Clinton. Called you all the way over here from Anna.
What's your son's name?
My name's Cameron.
Here's $3. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, he clipped the back of the car right there.
What?
He clipped the back of the car right there.
Our driver did?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yeah, no.
No, he didn't, did he?
Thank you, buddy.
No, he didn't.
Hey, thank you, Albert.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Let's go.
He didn't.
Fine.
Mike, we can't. That's not right.
No, it's not.
That's not right. We're going to have to say, he did.
We're going to have to pay for some body work.
He did.
Oh, dear. Do we have, Lisa, can we put a note on this person's car?
No, the driver did clip.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, this is not clipped.
Oh, dear.
I mean,
oh,
look,
that's a nice new one, too.
He took a brand new car.
Do we have the owner of the vehicle around here?
I don't think so.
That's about $1,500.
Gonna have to leave a note.
Really show.
Gonna have to leave a note. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Joe. What's your name?
My name's Don.
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How long have you been listening to our show?
Since NIH.
What do you mean?
I've been watching it. I've been listening to it since, probably Frederick.
There you go. There's
are you getting things here?
Hold on. Thank you, my friend.
Let me lean into the car. Hello, my Asian friend. Hi, what's your name?
From Gaithersburg.
Raymond from Gaithersburg. How long have you been listening?
Oh, since the morning zoo.
All right, here you go. Here's $3 for you. One.
It's Raymond.
Two. Three.
Wow.
Good.
Thin the herd, Raymond.
It's Mimi Yen.
Hey, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Rockville.
Here's $2. Thanks for listening to the show.
John, we have a guy over here who says he's our oldest listener. What's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric, how old are you?
60.
60. Here you go. You're not the oldest listener, but I'm going to give you $2 for listening. All right.
Thank you. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hold on. What's that, sir?
I work up in the corner office for an architecture firm, Studio Z.
Well, you got a plug, and here's $1 for listening. Thank you very much.
Hi, what's your name?
Holly.
Holly, how long have you been listening?
Since WAVA.
Here's $3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie, how old are you?
23.
23 years old.
Yeah, you asked this time.
I asked last time.
I know. I asked last time.
Would you like to come on and get $20? Come on home and show us your boobs. 5 seconds. Four.
Three, two, one.
All right. Aww. Here's $2 for listening.
Thank you, though, honey. Thank you.
I'll provide you guys with technical support if you break down.
Rainbow Towing.
Rainbow Towing.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Judy.
Judy, how long have you been listening to our show?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 6 months?
6 months. Anybody got change for a dollar? Thank you, honey. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you from?
Gold Vein.
How long have you been listening?
About 5 years.
5 years. One, two, $3. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank
what's
you.
Your name?
You guys rule.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And where are you from?
This is Sterling.
How long have you been listening?
Since WAVA.
Okay, here's $1 for you.
Thank you.
What's your name? Show us your boobs for $20?
No.
Right. What's your name, my friend?
Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
Gaithersburg.
How long have you been listening?
Since you guys were on WAVA.
You
kind
of look like Jerry Seinfeld from Three Mile Island. Here's $3. Thank you, my
thank
friend.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
Eric.
Eric, give your business a... Is that your tow truck?
Yep, the whole herd's on the way. We heard you.
GMG Towing?
Yep.
Beautiful. Here's $3. Thanks for listening to the show, man.
And I've been listening to you since, you were spinning records, so...
Oh, you appreciate that.
What's your name, sir?
I already gave him money, Mike.
Oh, you already got money. All right. Who hasn't gotten money?
Yeah.
All right, what's your name, sir?
Ben.
Ben, where are you from?
Bethesda.
All right, $2 for listening, Ben.
Say hi to the rest of the Wawball family for me.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name? Suzanne, where are you from?
From Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg, how long have you been listening?
4 years.
4 years. Here you go. $2 for you.
Thank you very much, honey. Thank you. We got to
go?
Well, listen, first.
We got to put a note on the car.
Hold on.
That was our driver that did that. And what we are offering, I guess, is to pay for the damage. Would that be accurate, Charlie Broyhill?
We'll take care of it off
the air. We'll take care of it off the air. All right.
He's not good. Pleased.
Let's run away before it gets violent.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
Let's go back in the home.
Everybody he is not. Plan. He is not pleased.
As I wouldn't what? Be either.
The guy in the crane up there, he was waving and yelling. Wait.
The guy way up there working on
is
the
he waving at us?
Said, get me some money. Yes.
Get him some money. Well, come down here and get your money.
Crumple it and throw it. Wow, man, I'm getting vertigo.
The guy with the car is pissed, yeah. And rightly so. Oh, and listen, how are things going for our listeners in the limo?
Oh, it's going all right. Here's some tip money.
Some tip money. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, the guy with the car that we hit said, well, that's effed up.
Yeah, he's not. He's standing there right now. Hold on. What's your name?
My name's Jim.
How long have you been listening, Jim?
I've been listening since before I could understand the jokes.
That's great. Here's $3. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
From
Annapolis. How long have you been listening?
About 8 years.
All right, here you go. $2 for you.
They
want some girls, don't we all?
Sure. Hey, Don, what's your name? We got a good comment from Baby Molly. Somebody enjoyed when you were the baby.
Molly was the funniest thing I've heard in a while, man.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Great.
Thank you. Baby Molly will return.
All right,
honey, what's your name?
Diane Rashid.
Hi, Diane. How long have you been listening to us?
Oh, since ABA, at least.
All right, very good.
$3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is for you.
Oh, it's for me.
Oh, Mike. Oh, and look at this. What is it, a rental list thing?
Is it a rental?
Yes, it is.
All right, I need lots of rentals. Now, this is doing me some good.
Let me see. Oh, that's nice.
That's very
let me,
nice.
Let me, I know we got a break.
On the road, you can pop on the
way. Oh, very good. Thank you.
I know we have to break, but I'm still wondering how the guy is doing, the guy who had his car clipped by Bill. That would be Bill's second moving violation of the day.
Well, I am wondering, I certainly wouldn't be angry if somebody hit my car with an RV.
But once again, I am pleased that they provided us with a professional driver.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to hold on. We got one last guy here with his kid. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Wheaton. Silver Spring.
What's the lad's name?
Bryce.
Bryce, you want to say hi on the microphone?
No.
Oh, that's okay.
How long you been listening?
5 years. Oh. Since I've been in the Army. Yeah.
$3. Thank you.
Yeah, here's $1 for you, guys. Bryce. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. We got to fly.
Goodbye.
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 Bill, be very careful pulling out of here.
Don't pull out yet, Bill. I mean, I think we're still getting insurance information from that guy.
Charlie's taking pictures of the damage now.
God. God damn.
Wow.
God damn. You know, we pulled out, and all the when we got out of the RV, the listener says, hey, you clipped that car behind you. And at first we went, yeah, sure
right,
we did.
Right.
And then we got out and we took a look at it.
There's a stripe along his
car. I mean, he didn't clip it.
Here comes Charlie Broyhill right now.
Hey, Charlie. Could you ever imagine things would go this great?
It's wonderful.
And that guy's comment was, this is effed?
Yes. Very effed.
Very effed.
Wow. So he's a little upset?
Yes, he is.
Well, you know, did you calm him down a little bit saying we're going to take care of it?
I hope I did.
Oh, very good. Okay.
All right, Bill, please be careful as you pull out.
If nothing else, we've got a new listener.
Please be careful. What's wrong? The door won't shut?
We're trying to get the door shut.
Shut the door.
Hold on. The door will not. There we go. We got it. And the door is...
Yeah, that sure was tough.
The door shut. Don't fight with her now.
I'm sorry, but...
Please.
The door was just hanging there open. There was
you couldn't shut it. If you're counting with Bill the driver thus far today, he's been pulled over for running a red light, making an illegal U-turn, and he has clipped a car.
We're still
in Bethesda.
We're still going to tip him, though.
What?
Where are you guys going next?
Your
house.
Maybe to jail.
Cool.
We'll see you later. Nice meeting you. Subway, they're bringing you the show today. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
And I'll tell you, a lot of people coming out to see us. Some people that are wealthy, some people that are just scraping by.
We will be. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen. Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
The, uh, The Men in Blue,
yes.
That was a Montgomery County police officer who came by, turned his lights on, and gave us the thumbs up.
Oh, I thought we were being pulled over again.
That was a cop going the other way who just gave us the big thumbs up.
I want to thank all the law enforcement officers that have helped this broadcast today.
We especially want to thank everybody who's listened to the show over the years, and especially those of you guys who made the time switch change with us, because that's why we're out here, because you made the show number one rated in the new time slot.
It's out because of you.
We're giving away money. We're doing the show live from an RV. And we want to thank our sponsor for today's show, made all the technical stuff possible, Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We also want to thank Farish of Manassas. Don't let me forget, we do have a semi-major announcement that we'll make before the end of today's show.
Would it be safe to say we want everybody to stick around for the very end of the broadcast today?
Yeah, well, I mean, it ain't going to change your life.
Right, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to change your life. What are you doing with the bullhorn, Mike?
In the herd.
Ah, see, it's fun, isn't it, huh?
In the herd.
It's fun.
Take homeless people away.
Welcome to the dark side, Mike.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to the dark side.
It's always so liberating when I come over to Satan.
We're back on the Beltway now, and we are headed, I think, are we going north or south?
I don't know.
West.
Yeah, well, come on.
I have no idea, really.
We're coming up on Connecticut Avenue.
We're going east.
Coming up on Connecticut Avenue, Georgia Avenue, and Colesville Road.
That means we're heading easter.
And I want to just tell everybody, this stretch of Beltway, maybe we've already passed it, but there's a stretch of Beltway right in this area that's more torn up than Buzz's intestines.
Ooh. And this is when we go by the Mormon temple.
And there's a part up here where even on a good day, you can't drive.
We're going to see the statue of you, though.
Hey, you know, it's been a long time since you've talked about that.
Yes, on the top of the Mormon temple in Washington, D.C. is a statue of me wearing a diaper.
Anybody that comes to Washington that drives on the Beltway should take a look at the Mormon temple, because that is Don was actually the adult model for that statue that is up there on the spire.
I'll tell you where that came from. That came from when I worked at WPGC,
right?
Like 25 years ago, station was owned by the Mormons,
right?
It was owned by the Marriotts. It was owned by the Mormons. And when I found out, I started announcing that was me up on top of the Mormon temple.
And right above the Mormon temple with your statue was flying high above the sign that said Surrender Dorothy.
Right.
It was on the bridge right on the Beltway.
And one other thing I'll tell you real quickly about working back at WPGC back in the late 70s and early 80s when they were owned by the Mormons. Perhaps the highlight of my career was when, Bill Marriott? Big...
I think Bill Marriott is the CEO.
Bill Marriott was the CEO of... and he had a big Christmas party every year at his house where he would have, like, in essence, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, not them, but he would have a choir come over, and all the people from the radio station were invited to his house for his Christmas party, and Scott Shannon and I got high in his bathroom.
There you go!
That was
very exciting.
That was a highlight for myself way back in the day.
Merry Christmas right now!
And then
you went out looking for Marriott burgers.
And I think we also took a leak in his front yard.
Oh, there you are, though.
Now, beware, Bill, we're coming up on this part of the Beltway that is very much like Buzz's intestines.
Yes.
That I'm pretty sure we'll want to get off at whatever exit is next.
Or not.
Because we're coming up on the work zone. So we're coming up, Georgia Avenue. Yeah, let's get off on Georgia Avenue. Can we do that?
I think we're going to make an effort to do that, Don.
And guys, I don't care if we go inside the Beltway or outside the Beltway. Which do you think would be best?
I think if we are on the exit that goes inside, that's probably the best way.
Mr. 40 just passed us, and I don't want to say that he was holding a giant bottle of malt liquor out the window as he drove by.
No.
I don't want to mention that he was driving in the emergency lane.
Mr. 40 having a very good time today.
Mr. 40, in the herd!
In the herd.
Put the bottle back in your car!
Jesus H. Christ. What a mess that is.
Freight train!
Okay, see, now we're coming up on...
Freight train!
Wayne.
Coming up on the bad part of the road.
John.
Yes, Charlie.
There's a freight train.
I see the freight train.
Union Pacific.
Hey, how much of a caravan do we have behind us still?
We have 1 million cars
again,
in back of us right
as
now.
As far as the eye can see.
I mean, how do we know who's following us and who's just regular beltway traffic?
You look because at the teeth of the people that are grinning. They're all following us.
They have dumbass grins on their faces.
And
their headlights on.
No, you're right. I see.
They're all kind of going, ee!
It is like a giant funeral procession. They do have the lights on. And there are quite a few tow trucks that have their overhead lights on.
It's absolutely delightful to see.
So we gotta get off the main road here.
I see that the one car directly in back of us is giving us a little playroom there. And
well,
I'm surprised no one's ducked in and back of it.
I think it's wise of them, based on the fact that Bill has already been cited by the police today and has also nicked another man's car.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And made
you
fall. All right, well, here's the decision. We're going
and made Buzz fall.
We're going towards Wheaton, Maryland. Take this exit, Bill.
He is. Don't flip the other car.
Buzz, are you going to press charges?
There we go.
Against the parked car.
Hey, JV, are we gonna cut kind of close to Wheaton Plaza?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's where we should plan on ending up here.
Well, we're gonna go where the parking is. That's the
idea. Wheaton Plaza, Mike.
Look at that caravan.
Wheaton Plaza. God damn.
Plaza or Plaza?
You know, now that we are pulling off the Beltway, we can see the miles of cars that are following us on the Beltway.
My God.
That is freaking great. That is beyond great. And now we are just sitting in traffic again.
And we're coming up to a red light also.
That'll help.
There's not a chance. It's green. Oh, it's red now?
No, it's red.
It's red now.
It's as red as my Duke.
There's not a chance. There's not a chance that the light in front of it is going to turn.
Oh, the light's turned brown.
The light in front of us is green, meaning by the time this light turns green, that light will be red.
That was a fascinating explanation. How does that work again?
I want to see.
Oh, he's got the bullhorn.
You go ahead. You again. That is something.
The light went red. Was red. Bill is such a slow driver. By the time he gets to this light, which is now green, it will be red as well.
I bet you $20 that won't happen.
Bill, you should be driving for NASCAR.
We are through Forest Glen. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, we're coming up on what will be one of the last money stops we make on the show today.
Money.
It'll be money.
This is a money town.
Because once we give away all the money, and we're close to having given away, there's another law enforcement officer.
Montgomery County's finest.
Nice, giving us an escort coming into Wheaton, Maryland.
Very good.
Once we give away the money, we're just going to spend the rest of the show driving around, and Buzz will have the news in the comments.
Yeah, so the guy from Magnolia. The guy
Mr.
from Magnolia.
40. There's Mr. 40 to the right, Mike.
There he is.
Mr. 40.
With Granny Smoke.
As a cop in front of us.
Yeah, take it easy, Thirsty.
You know what? He better watch it.
That's not a cop.
Because there is a cop right in front of
us. What is the deal with the guy from Magnolia Plumbing?
What? Where's Lisa?
Lisa, the guy wants you.
The guy from the plumbing place wants to see you.
Come on.
Jesus Christ.
Always good to know a plumber.
What's wrong?
You know, Mr. 40 is playing with fire.
You know what? He better watch him.
Did you see his riding shotgun Grady Smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's fine. Another busy day at the office.
They better watch it. They better watch it.
At 40 Enterprises.
At 40, you should just know that we've not identified the make or model of the car you're driving. However, let me say, you're getting dangerously close to the policeman.
I'll tell you right now, it's another busy day at 40 Rock.
So
he couldn't look any happier, though. Kind of scary to see him behind the wheel.
Watch out. Yeah, now we drive by. Now he gives me like the shh sign. Right. Here's the police officer.
Hello, sir.
God damn.
Wow.
So we drove by 40, and did you see him give me the shh?
Yeah.
Meanwhile. Meanwhile, he's driving in the emergency lane on the Beltway, holding out a bottle of malt liquor.
And I'll tell you something. We have got an incredible day. We've had an incredible day finding the clogged arteries around the Washington area.
This is like driving around in my body.
We're stuck on Pliers Mill. We're stuck on Pliers Mill Road.
Pliers.
Oh, there he is.
There. Look at him. Look at him. They're rolling his window up now. So it's not to be seen.
Yeah. They're trying to look behaved.
Look at him. Look at Mr. 40. Look at 40 and Grady. Look at him. Look at them.
The looks on their faces were identical. The we're innocent look.
I got news for you, boys. A lot of times the cops can spot that we're innocent look.
Where the hell are we?
We're coming up, Mike. We're coming very close. Very soon there's going to be a Safeway on the right.
Are we going to park?
Yeah, and I think we should pull into the Safeway. You know what, guys? Hey, JV, rather than pull all the way to Wheaton Plaza, let's just park at the Safeway, which is coming right up here on the right-hand side of the road.
Very good, and then we're going to give away the last of our money.
The last of our free money. And then we'll...
There's 40.
There's a comment. Oh, look at him. Now he's bobbing his head like he's listening to music.
Hey, Mr. 40! Don't you want to say hi?
He's pissed. He's really pissed.
Oh, no.
Hey, Rob, where's the cop?
The cop behind Mr. 40.
Oh, no.
I kid you not.
No, he's not.
I kid you not. No, we passed Mr. 40.
No, I mean, he's behind it, but he's not directly behind it.
Not directly
behind
it. Two
cars in one lane over.
Two cars in one lane over.
And he happens to be listening, too. I think what we're doing is kind of a love connection between the cop and Mr. 40.
We're dropping clues.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to pull over now.
Well, here we go, Toys R Us parking lot.
Let's pull over. Let's take a Toys R Us. Right here. This will do. Fantastic.
Perfect. Look at that. Wide open.
All right, and Mr. 40, you got your getaway. Go ahead. Uh-oh. Oh, let's check this out now. The cop has officially...
Turned right in the lane ahead of us.
You know what? I don't know what happened with Mr. 40.
He maybe has vanished. But hey, Don, is this a great parking lot?
Yep. And this is going to be our last free money stop because we're out of money after today, after this break right here. Here we go. Let's get a big wad.
Nice wad.
A wad of cash.
All right, now we're just waiting. The cars are pulling in.
We are in the parking lot at the Toys R Us right off Georgia Avenue. Here we go. How you doing?
This is PGC.
Wow, that long? Here's $5. Thank you, my friend.
My name's Mike. Thanks a lot, bud.
Nice, thanks. Nice to meet you, Mike.
Do you want money?
Yeah.
You get out of your damn car.
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
Dave.
Dave, how long have you been listening?
10 years at least. WAB.
Wow.
Here you go. Here's $2 or $3. You're the best. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thanks,
hi, sir,
for listening.
What's your name? Hold on, Rob. Hold on a second. What's your name, sir?
My name's Francis.
Hey, Mike. Francis, how you doing today?
I'm doing
Mike, hold on.
Gorgeous.
Rob tells me this is one of the Swerver guys.
You're one of the Swerver guys? What's the Swerver guy?
He was driving next to us, watching us and careening out of control.
There you go. There's $2.
Hey, Mike, hold on. Let's go over and say hello to Montgomery County's finest.
Yeah.
The police officer who was real nice on the ride up here.
Hello, officer. How are you today?
Yeah. We're doing great.
Fine. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Montgomery County's finest. Would you just turn on the siren for a second for us? Yeah, you the
fantastic
man.
I'll have you know we are obeying all local traffic laws.
And
fantastic.
I don't know if this constitutes a bribe.
No money necessary.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Don, I believe you could have been arrested for this.
Careful. Well, if he was listening to the show, I just want to pay him.
Right.
What's your name?
Marvin.
Marvin, here's $2. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Your name?
Todd.
Where are you from?
Bethesda.
How long have you been listening?
Since WVA.
You know, everybody's figured out that that's the correct answer to give us. Here's $3 for you.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
Springfield, Virginia.
All right. How long have you been listening?
A couple of years. A
couple of years. $2 for you. There you go.
What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
From Damascus.
How long have you been listening?
All since WAVA.
There you go. $2. Thank you, my
friend.
Your
name, sir?
Right.
Kevin. Kevin, where are you from?
Columbia.
How long listening?
About 5 years.
$2 for you.
Good deal.
Okay, let's see. What's your name?
Governor Dave.
Governor Dave, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
How long have you been listening?
Forever.
Forever? Here's $3.
You're my hero, Don.
Thank you, my friend.
You young man, what's your name?
Yes, sir. My name's Dan, sir.
Dan, where are you from?
Do
beautiful Fairfax, Virginia, right down the road from JFK.
Fairfax, Virginia, $2 for you. There you go, young man.
What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, here's $2. Thank you for listening.
What's your name, sir?
Alex.
Alex, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
$2.
What's your name?
Chris of Rockville.
Thank you. Here's some money. Thanks for listening to the show.
Your name, sir?
Adrian.
Adrian, where are you from?
D.C.
$2 for you,
cool.
Sir.
Thanks
for the refrigerator.
Thank you, my friend. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, you got any money yet?
No, not yet.
Here's $3. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Anybody?
We appreciate
anyone?
And the cop just took off after somebody. I hope it wasn't our friend, Mr. 40. What's your name?
Jeff.
And who's the young man?
Tiani.
Hi there, bud.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here you go. Here's $4 for you and the youngster.
Thank you very much.
Your name, sir?
Thanks.
I'm Buster Hyman.
Where are you from, Buster Hyman?
Alexandria.
All right, $2 for you.
Hey, hold on now.
Listen,
the cop is gone, Grady. Don't worry, Grady, 40.
Who's like, man?
Watch out. What the hell are you doing?
Watch out for these guys. They appear to be dangerous.
You are driving in the...
Black History Month.
You are driving in the restricted lane, holding a bottle of booze out the window.
He's got
money with him. Well, just tell me something. How much were you sweating when you saw the cop?
You got in the right lane? I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Hey, Mr. Forty, how would you describe the scene out here today in beautiful Maryland?
Semi-chaotic, nice weather, everybody just partying. We just whatever. Give out some money, man.
Yeah, let's get some money. What's your name?
Steve,
here's $2. Thanks for listening. Here's a lady with a kid. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, what's your name? What's your baby's name?
Nicholas, and I'm Nina.
Here you go. Here's Nicholas and Nina.
What's your name, sir?
Here's a bunch of money for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kenneth, here's $2. Thanks for listening, buddy.
What's your name?
Pete.
Pete, how long you been listening?
Forever.
Don't lie.
4 years.
Here's $2. Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Don.
And how long, Don, have you been listening?
Since WAVA.
Okay, I'll give you three.
My friend, what's your name?
George.
George, how long have you been listening?
Since I elementary school.
$3. Thank you.
Can I buy a fatty from Buzz?
You sure you can buy a fatty from Buzz? You with the dog, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason, where are you
illegal,
from?
Sir.
How long have you been listening to the show?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. Here you go. $3. Thank you, my friend.
Hello, my Jewish friend. How are you? What's your name?
This is WTOP there.
Aaron, how long have you been listening?
About 3 years.
3 years? There's $3 for you.
Hey, Rob. Rob, look. It's a Jewish guy. I'm Don. Hi. But say hi to Rob.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Aren't you wearing that yarmulke the wrong way? Aren't you supposed to put it on the back of your head?
You have to wear it with style.
With style.
Wear it with style. All right, now listen. Here's what we have to do.
What?
The last bit of money that we have left, I think, is in my hand.
Wow.
What we're going to do, and Lisa, you got a little bit for Mike to throw as well. We've always wanted to do this.
Now, I would say to everyone that the wind is blowing in that direction.
Right.
It is blowing south.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give the money to Charlie Broyhill, who's going to climb up on top of the RV.
Very good.
And throw the rest of the money.
Are we going?
You're listening. What's up?
Are we going to get into the RV to observe this, or are we going to stay out here?
Let's stand out here and watch the people. Charlie is on top of the RV now with roughly $300 in cash.
Charlie has always wanted to have this kind of power.
Just throw it. There it goes.
There it is.
Oh, landing on the RV. Pennies from heaven. That,
very exciting.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And there are heads butting. People pandemonium here.
Charlie on top of the RV. Hold on. He's got another packet of money.
Oh, another packet of money.
Hold on. He's going to do it again.
Another packet of money.
Hold on. He's going to do it again.
$100 American.
There it goes. There it goes.
Wow. Look at that. What a hang time.
Very cool.
People running.
This is exciting radio, ladies and gentlemen.
We are getting video. We are getting pictures of this for the website.
And there's Wendell in our plane. Hey, Wendell, I haven't seen him.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Just hands in the air.
Too great. That's too great. That's too great. Now, up. No fighting.
Hey.
No fighting. Charlie Broyhill, is that the extent of your cash, or do you have any more? All right, we got one.
All right.
We have one more wad of money that we're going to throw at this pack of hungry dogs.
He is going to throw $100.
What?
Play on that
that in PG County, man? The brothers don't get none?
Because we ran out of time. All right, Charlie.
We're very close to PG County.
Charlie, I would go to the front of the RV as far as you can.
All right, here we go. This is the last chance now for you hungry animals to get some money.
The crowd scrambles.
One, two, three.
Here it goes. Here it comes.
All right.
And here's the sound mic. Oh!
It's snowing money.
God, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. No fighting. No fighting. There are children here. Don't run over the child. Don't run over the child.
You call that for $1. People are kicking each other.
This is like an Easter egg hunt where the bigger kids win.
So did you grasp money out of the air?
I grabbed my $1.
There you
$1.
Go.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
All right.
And thank everybody for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Mr. 40, you drive safely.
All right. Grady, 40, take care, guys. See you later.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Pandemonium.
Please remember, everybody.
In the herd. In the herd.
In the herd. Oh, my God. It was survival of the fittest out there.
In the herd.
How's Bart doing?
My
son and I grew up with you and Bart since they were kids in school.
Thank you, old timer. In the herd.
Is everybody on board?
Go back to your homes.
Mike looks like a Twinkie with eyeballs.
A Twinkie with eyeballs.
Now we're going to have to delete that out.
Thank you.
We are going to have to delete that out.
What a shame. We're going to have to delete
that.
Thank
you,
guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, let's hit the road.
Goodbye.
Let's hit the road. Bye-bye.
You got run over.
Bye-bye. Oh, Christ. Well, we went through about $1,500 real fast.
Wow. Man, okay. Oh, man. Charlie, was that as much fun as it looked?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that was incredible.
And now, Charlie, we took digital photos of all of that, which will be on WNEW.com. Man, that was a sight.
Oh, my God.
That was like a bunch of hungry dogs, and Charlie was up on the roof throwing meat.
Now, we're going to have pictures that are going to be on the website.
Yeah.
Charlie is showing me the pictures of the money in the air and the people scrambling around. You're going to love this. You got to go to the website and see this.
It's going to take us about a day to get those up on the website.
Very good, of course.
Again, thank you. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Thank you very much. Roll the buzz music, please. We got to tease the news here.
Roll it.
There you go. And now hit the next one, Joe.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, the lead story has to be today that we simply have the greatest listeners in the freaking world.
We do indeed.
That's the lead story every day, Don. But today, there's a new sheriff in town on Monday Night Football.
Oh, and as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to preempt your lead story for our lead story when we come right back.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
That's a big story.
A major announcement.
So, listen, play the stay tuned thing. Joe? Am I just not hearing it?
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Gotcha.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Joe,
Sports
1140 KHTK.
Professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
Well, we're still driving around. Christ, we're 40 miles from the station, so.
We are out here in the bowels of Montgomery County.
Yep, and it's time for News with Buzz, brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger.
Yeah.
Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. Obviously, we are still broadcasting from the RV, and we want to thank the people at Farish of Manassas for supplying us with the automobile today.
I tell you, I'd like to take it home.
And of course, thanks to Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Your final totals on today's show, cash given away, over $1,500. Traffic citations, 2. Accidents, 1.
But no fatalities.
No fatalities.
There we go.
Buzz, with the news. Before your news, here's our news.
Yeah.
That the Don and Mike world domination
finally begins in earnest on Monday when we will make our debut finally on WYSP-FM in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, here we come. Tell your friends in Philly that the Don and Mike show is coming to town.
It's about freaking time.
That's for sure.
94.1 Philadelphia. Every day they get the entire show. They get the whole thing. They get it live. So you got D.C., you got New York, you got Philadelphia, and there's more on the way. They are finally honoring the contract.
You may say they have finally seen the light, Don.
Yeah, you may say that they had to be pushed into a corner where they finally had the light thrust upon them.
You may say that we had to go through hoops to get on this radio station.
You may say that we had to, well, I won't tell you what we had to do, but suffice to say, we're happy campers for right now again.
For now.
With Infinity Broadcasting.
Absolutely, and delighted to be going on in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Gee, it's only been promised to us for 10 years.
Yes, the city of brotherly love, and, you know, God knows this show is filled with brotherly love, and we belong on in Philadelphia.
So that was
Thin the Herd.
That was our announcement. Monday, you hear us every day in Philadelphia on WYSP. More announcements on the way. Nice going, Rob.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. It's only my leather carrying case. It's only my purse. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Rob just spilled a drink. Hi, Buzz.
Dennis Miller, probably out on Monday Night Football. John Madden is in, however, according to USA Today's Rudy Marsky.
Oh, old friend.
He says Madden's been released for the final year of his contract with Fox and is about to sign a deal with ABC to be in the booth on Monday nights. That would pair Madden with Al Michaels. Dennis Miller and Dan Fouts, who are also left with just a year on their contracts, would apparently be out, although Dennis Miller was offered an opportunity to stay in the booth in a minor role.
Like what? As John Madden's wiper?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, now I'd pay to see that on TV.
Fox will likely keep Fouts on the payroll. No word on what becomes of Dennis. Chris Collinsworth is expected to replace Madden on the Fox
Games. Hey, Dennis, that's fantastic. I need a tissue, please.
Teaming up with Joe Buck. A sheriff's department in Montana may have just put a stop to an attack on the U.S. from within. The sheriff of Flathead County says a militia group...
Hey, that's Rob's county.
Hey!
Flathead County.
It's a big county.
Planning to kill as many local judges, prosecutors, and cops as possible. He says the group, calling itself Project 7, had 30,000 rounds of ammunition at the ready. He says they apparently plan to kill enough officials to force the state to call in the National Guard.
Why?
He says they then plan to kill enough guard troops to force the feds to send in their troops, at which point the fighting would have escalated further. No word yet on how many members in that militia. United Airlines.
Hold on. You know what? We've still got people who are following us.
Yep, right next
what can
you.
I do for you?
Your forerunner's got brake lights out.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. The WJFK vehicle, the brake lights are not working.
Perhaps we're gonna did you give that message to him? You're not doing your job.
You're not in the herd.
Hey, Tammy, you got no brake lights on the JFK vehicle.
I know, thank you.
Okay. Love you.
Love you long time. Hey, guy in the white car, move it along.
God damn, that guy follows us everywhere.
Yeah.
That guy with the big teeth.
Oh, him?
You know the guy I'm talking about?
Rob's brother.
My brother. Hi, kids.
Rob's,
stay in school.
Rob's dinner brother.
Them
the herd.
Kids, never be homeless.
I was just talking to some youngsters walking by.
I'm
going to scare them. Please, look at the neighborhood they live in.
Tough love.
Like I'm going to scare them, Lisa?
I think so.
Anyway, what about Rob's county buzz?
No, we just finished with that story. We've moved on to the United Airlines pilots about to get stun gun training, even though it's not yet been approved by the FAA. America's second biggest airline will have a one-day training session for its pilots in Denver, Chicago, and San Francisco in April. Flight attendants will also get self-defense training, but the taser stun guns will be locked in a box in the cockpit where only the pilots can get to them. They disable a troublemaker for about 5 seconds.
Buzz, we have to break.
Ah.
We want to thank again Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway. Eat fresh. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bumper, just breathe. The Don
and Mike Show.
Our show today, of course, brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. God damn it, we are running late today. We won't be here tomorrow because I got to head up to Philly for the meetings about getting the show on YSP on Monday. So have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. And Buzz, we're not done with the news yet.
Finally, it is with great pride and relief I report to you that the thing they found in a car wash in Nebraska a couple of weeks ago was not a human male sex organ after all.
Oh, that story you had. Okay.
Thank God. 2 days before Valentine's Day, a customer of the car wash on 2nd Street in Hastings found this shriveled up thing, and everyone thought the worst. When no one came forward to say theirs was missing, police began treating it as a homicide. Meanwhile, down in the crime lab, they were running tests, which ultimately determined the flesh to be bovine, not human.
A teat from a cow's udder.
A cow teat.
Closed. That resembles a human thing.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Gotcha. It wasn't a cow's wet thing.
No.
It was the cow's teeth.
That's right.
Well,
secondary sexual characteristics.
What can I say? But today was a great show. Thanks to Mike, our engineer, and Wendell, our engineer.
They did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And the good people at Fersh have Manassas and Subway and Cameron Gray back at the station. Yep. And Bill, our driver. Good luck in court, Bill. Awesome. Thanks to Lisa and to Carlos Broyhill, who made sure that we didn't drink until the show was over.
Very good.
I got my bottles right here. Hey, I'm just waiting.
Time to go.
Can you do a plug without a card?
Yes, everybody. Hey, Annandale. Hi, this is Don Geronimo. Join me at Main Street, USA, Saturday night for the world's greatest band, the Mike O'Mara Crap Band.
Thank you very much.
Come see Mike. He's a conflicted man.
Thank you.
Come see him and you know, boost his morale.
Right. Thank you.
Boost that, and of course, have a seat at my table.
Wow.
There'll be room.
That's good.
Didn't have to write it down. Mike committed it to memory. Also, JV, thank you very much as well. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Monday, we're back with the new episode, and now we start the long ride home. Until then, good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob,
should you?
Can you be cut?
In the herd.
Thin it.
Can you?
No.
No, I can't be done.